done.
Now rate it.
Rate it?
Yeah, 1 through 47, with 47 being the worst thing you've ever seen, and 1 being a 4.
What, is that SpongeBob?
No, that's Booger Bob and Squid Tard!
But it looks like SpongeBob.
But it's not a sponge, it's a booger daddy!
Marvin, don't stifle Jeffy's creativity.
Yeah, don't stable my creativity.
Stifle.
Well, you saying the word a second time isn't gonna make me know what that word is.
Jeffy, how about you draw something not gross, like a...
Ooh, draw me a butterfly!
How about I stick this pencil in my stink hole?
No, Jeffy, don't do anything with the stink hole.
That's what she said, but I did everything with the stink hole.
What? What I was... Okay.
Marvin, I'm hungry.
Hi, hungry. I'm Marvin.
Marvin, but I'm hungry.
Yeah, and I'm Marvin. Hi. We keep saying your name.
Marvin, that's not funny. I'm hungry.
Yeah, I know your name. Are you crazy? Like, you keep saying your name so loud.
Marvin, please. I'm hungry. I just want some food.
You want to order pizza?
Yes.
Okay, let me ask Jeff if he wants pizza. Hey,
I want to die.
What, Jeff, you don't look so good. You look sad.
Yeah, I don't want to live anymore.
Well, we're about to order pizza. You want some pizza? What, you don't want any, well, what kind of pizza do you want?
The kind that'll make me die the fastest.
The one that would make you die the fastest. Well, that'd be stuffed crust with cheese, and a lot of toppings, a lot of cheese sticks. Okay. See, buddy? You seem like that made you happy.
I still want to die, though.
What made Jeffy so depressed? All right, Jeffy, I rated a what'd you say, a 47 was bad?
Yeah.
Then I rated a 3.
It's still bad, because it's just a SpongeBob with a booger, and because I can't draw the real thing, because it's copyright.
Oh, he's so sad, baby.
Marvin, I wonder if we should call a doctor. But pizza first.
Yeah, okay. You should probably definitely get the pizza, though.
Okay, I'm gonna call
wings.
It with wings.
Yeah, but I still want to die.
Okay, I'm gonna call the pizza place and a doctor.
Okay, pizza.
Hello.
Hey there. Somebody call a doctor and order pizza at the same time?
Why are you delivering pizzas if you're a doctor?
Listen, I got a lot of jobs. I'm just trying to be efficient. I was actually in the middle of open heart surgery, and then Papa John's called, and he said the N-word, and then he said you needed some pizza.
Wait, so you left open heart surgery?
Oh yeah. Don't worry. I told the nurses to just keep the guy stable and keep pumping the heart. Just pump it up, pump up the jam, pump it up. Well, your feet are stomping. I'm sorry. Every time I hear pump it up, I just go right into a song. It's kind of like whenever I hear Chili's. Chili's baby back ribs, barbecue sauce. I got a song for everyone.
Well, listen up.
Now, here's a story about a guy who lives in a blue world and all his shit is blue. I don't really remember the words to that one.
Okay, listen, I need your help seriously. My son is depressed. He's not acting normal, and I need you to come inside.
Huh. Okay. I might help if you let me have one of these here slices of pizza.
Okay, you can have as much pizza. If you come in, you can have one piece of pizza.
Well, hold on. You were going to offer me more, and then you changed your mind. What happened?
Ooh, I just... it's stuffed crust.
Fuck me! It's fucking stuffed crust?
Yes, it's stuffed up.
Stuffed up. I can see why you're being stingy.
There's a lot of cheese in it.
Okay. Well, how about this? How about I eat as many as I want, and then I help you with your problem?
Yeah.
You spank that pizza.
Yeah, come on.
Okay.
Ugh, I'm so ready to eat this pizza. Give me a piece! Give me a piece! Give me a piece of that Papa John pie! I love that theme song.
Wait, that's the Kit Kat theme song.
No, it's not, Marvin. Did you hear me say Kit Kat one time?
No, but it's like, give me a break! Give me a break of that Kit Kat bar.
I don't know what you're talking about. I've never heard of that.
Oh, cheese sticks!
Oh, it smells like feet.
What?
Oh, man, I'm gonna have some of these.
Hey, before you dig in, can you look at my son?
Yep, I've seen him. Cheese stick time.
Oh, no. Listen. He's very sad. Jeffy, what's wrong, buddy?
I want to die.
Oh, what'd you draw?
I drew me holding a balloon.
Oh, that's really good. Oh, you didn't color in the balloon.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's shitty.
What, no, it's really good. Look, can you look at him and tell him his drawing's good?
Yes, it's great.
No. Listen, he looks really sad. He's not usually this dull, sad. Wait, I noticed something different. Wait, Jeffy, lift your head. All right, guys, you looking at his head?
I'm looking at him again. He looks the same.
No. Look. He has like a colored pencil in his nose.
Okay. Cool.
Do you think that maybe whatever colored pencil he has in his nose, because like he has a gray one in, it makes him gray? Do you think whatever colored pencil he has affects his mood?
Yeah, buddy. Oh, I can't believe you figured that out. You're so smart. Hey, could you open that marinara for me?
No, listen. Jeffy is seriously not okay.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't look okay. Sure.
Come on, you're a doctor. Am I being crazy?
Yes, you are being crazy. In my professional opinion as a doctor, you're insane. Yes.
Good.
Well, buddy!
What?
Help!
I'm trying to eat cheese sticks.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to take the pencil off his nose and see if it changes him back.
Okay, go for it.
Oh, God, you know, help. You know, just go back to your open heart surgery.
Oh, no, I'm going to have a few cheese sticks first. Actually, I'm going to see how many I can fit in my mouth at once. Hold on.
All right, Jeffy, how are you feeling?
Good, Daddy. I no longer want to end it all.
I was right.
Oh, I ate too many cheese sticks.
No, look, I was right. Look, I took the gray pencil out of his nose, and he's no longer sad. So whatever colored pencil goes inside him, well, his nose.
Does it matter where it is? Does it have to be the nose?
I took it out, and he's not sad anymore.
Oh, well, do you have a skinny pencil I can put my ex-wife's nose? You know, because she's so fat.
Why doesn't she try Ozempic?
Oh, I'm pretty sure she's allergic to Ozempic. Just like she's allergic to eating vegetables or working out or putting in literally any effort at all. She's allergic to not cheating on me in the parking lot at a Walmart. She's fat. Did I mention she was fat?
Yeah.
She's fat.
Oh, okay, so Jeffy. Oh, what if you put a red one in your nose?
Oh, let's find out.
Oh, red would mean angry.
Daddy, what the f***?
Jeffy, what's wrong?
You let the servants of a come in the house and then eat all my cheese sticks!
I was going for the pizza.
No, f*** you! I'm pissed! I'm P-I-S-S-fist! Pissed! Ah!
Jeffy, just calm down. It's just the colored pencil that's making you this mad.
No, it's not! It's you! It's your f***ing stupid bald-ass head! Bald, bald, bald!
Jeffy, don't hit me.
Ah!
Jeffy, that's not very nice.
Get this n***a bitch off the plane!
Wait, oh, no, he has a
I'm gonna go board a flight!
No, get the perking hat off, Jeffy. Stop it. No saying those bad words. I am so sorry for this. He's just really mad.
Ah!
Jeffy, I have to take the pencil out of your nose, okay?
Father?
I just want to say that I apologize for the way that I was acting. It was the tism talking.
No, it was the colored pencil. No more putting colored pencil in your nose. It's making you act really bad.
Okay.
All right. All right.
I think I'm gonna try this color.
No, Jeffy, do not put that in your nose.
No, I think I'm just gonna color my face with it.
No, do not do that. Where you careful, Jeffy.
Nah, yeah, you're right. I'm just gonna put it in my nose.
Oh, look at the cheese.
Hey, what's up, me, Addy? Rat tat tat in my Hellcat with my gat gat going splat splat.
Jeffy,
what's up, fool?
That's not great, right?
Oh, Jeffy, you gotta take the black one out.
Nah, man, what's up?
Okay, Jeffy, you already said that last. You can't say that didn't change your color.
But it did.
Okay, I think.
You gotta get that pencil.
I'm gonna take the pencil out of your nose.
No, well, hold on, I'll vote for Obama and he wasn't even on the ballots.
Okay, let's just.
Hey man, what you doing?
Father, I just want to say that was culturally insensitive and that I apologize. But I'm about to put this one in my nose and offend everybody.
No, Jeffy.
Hey, we're gonna learn our gay ABCs, and because it's me, I'm gonna sit here and start with my favorite letter, D. It stands for what I like in my mouth.
Oh. Jeffy, no, it says it stands for drag.
Yeah, drag your nuts across my face.
I'm taking out of his
nose.
Go ahead. We got S for freaky.
Sorry, Danny. I was part of the alphabet soup community.
Well, no more colored pencils, Jeffy.
All right, only the white ones. Got it.
No, Jeffy. I'm tired of all the different ways you're acting. Listen, just go to your room and take your pictures with you.
Okay.
Wait, what is that?
Oh, it's my self-portrait. It sucked.
No, I mean, does that look like him?
No, not really.
Yeah, it's kind of bad, Jeffy.
Huh. Well, doo-doo-doo, pinch a fart!
What the fuck?
Mayonnaise!
What? Did he just say mayonnaise?
Yeah.
I got a mayonnaise cap on my hand.
Yeah, Jeffy, listen, okay. Can you please go back to normal?
Okay, you have fun with that. I'm gonna take this and get back to my surgery.
Jeffy, calm down. Okay, I don't know how he didn't put a specific pencil in his nose this time to change him.
Jeffy, are you feeling okay?
Okay, I'm gonna take that pencil out of his nose and maybe that'll change him.
Okay.
Okay.
Listen to me, okay? I need to take this pencil out of your nose, buddy. No mayonnaise.
Thanks for shaving me, Daddy. I almost went full tard. You never want to go full tard. Maybe 50 to 75% is good, but never full.
All right, Jeffy, please stop with all the drawings and no more colored pencils, okay?
All right, let me be honest with you, Daddy. The pencils weren't making me do that. I was just being a shithead.
What about the N-word, the bad words?
It was me.
Last time on Jeffy Ball Z, Frieza got knocked into a pool and now he wants revenge. Brooklyn guy stole Jeffy's wish again. That's starting to get pretty old, but he wished to become all powerful. Now, will Jeffy ever wake up? Let's find out.
I'm gonna get my revenge!
What's your plan, Lord Frieza?
The plan is for me to collect all the Dragon Balls so I can be all powerful and I will never lose again!
Well, what do you want me to do?
You stupid monkey. You're going to go and distract Jeffy so he doesn't get in the way of finding the Dragon Balls and finding before me.
Well, how am I going to distract him? He's going to think I'm trying to trick him again.
I don't know. Figure it out, you stupid ape.
Well, apes aren't actually stupid, sir. Sometimes monkeys can talk with sign language.
I wish you were talking in sign language right now so I wouldn't have to hear you. Now leave.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Nurse, is Jeffy gonna be okay? Well, he was hurt real bad. He's lucky he didn't die.
Die?
Yeah, no more fighting now, you hear?
Jeffy, you hear that? No more looking for Dragon Balls and no more fighting.
But Daddy, I have to find the Dragon Balls to get my wish.
No, every time you find the Dragon Balls, something bad happens. So you're grounded from ever looking for Dragon Balls ever again.
But Daddy!
No buts.
G's.
No G's either, so come on, you're going to your room.
Oh?
So Jeffy, you're gonna stay in your room and play with toys like a normal kid.
But Daddy, I wanna play with balls. Dragon Ball! Oh, man! I'm so mad at my daddy for grounding me from looking for Dragon Balls!
What's the point being able to go Super Riri? If I can still be grounded by my parents, I guess what they say is true. With great power comes great Riri responsibilities.
Marvin, don't you think you were a little hard on Jeffy?
You heard the nurse, baby. He almost died. It's for his own good.
But he's sad now.
Well, would you rather be sad or dead?
You're right, Marvin. Hey, what if we painted Easter eggs to look like Dragon Balls and hide them around the house and he can go look for them?
Well, I mean, at least he'd be doing something and he'd kind of think it was fun.
Marvin, look, the news!
Breaking news, okay? Brooklyn Tea Guy is considered armed and very dangerous, and he's currently flying around destroying the city. If you see him, take cover immediately and pray he doesn't see you.
That's right! I'm all powerful and I have a giant wiener! Nobody's safe!
Oh my God, Marvin, look! He's destroying the city!
Well, you can forget about the Easter eggs.
Well, Marvin, what if Jeffy could stop him?
There's no way Jeffy could stop that guy. You saw him get knocked out on the couch, and you can definitely forget about the Easter eggs.
Okay, Marvin, I guess you're right.
Yeah, it's better to let someone else go stop that guy. Like the cops. That's their job. And don't you dare bring up those Easter eggs again.
Okay, Marvin, I get it. No Easter eggs.
Well, if my daddy says that I can't go look for Dragon Balls, I'll just hit my own balls.
Hey, Jeffy!
What do you want, Vagina?
It's Vegeta!
Do you want me to kick your boss's ass again?
You didn't kick his butt, you just made him fall into the pool, which is technically off-limits.
Well, don't report me to the Dragon Ball community!
I have to, because what you did was off-limits.
Was this off-limits?
You didn't think I would dodge that? I'm the prince of all sayings! Don't keep all your eggs in one basket!
Get that witchy out of here!
Whoa, it went into the hoop!
Yeah, that was so sick!
I have an idea. Instead of fighting, how about we play a 1v1 game of Key Basketball? First person to 5 points wins, and the loser has to admit the other one's more powerful.
Oh, you're on, Stinky Vagina.
Okay, I get ball first. And... swish!
Alright, it's my turn.
Hey! Hey, that was a travel. You didn't dribble.
Well, I didn't know I was supposed to dribble it.
That's the rules of Key Basketball, so now it's my ball. Your point didn't count. 2-0.
Oh, man. Alright, my ball.
Oh, where we going?
Into transmission!
What?
And that wasn't a travel because I teleported.
Well, I'm still winning 2-1. Wait, you're not going to try to block me?
No, I'm going to block you from back here.
Okay.
that shit out of here!
That's goaltending. I still get the point.
That's bullshit!
No, that's what the rules call. It's called goaltending. So I'm up 3-1. And if I shoot from back here, it's worth 2 points. So I'll win if I make this. Yeah, I win!
Vagina, you cheated!
I didn't cheat, I'm just better, and now you have to admit that I'm more powerful than you.
Well, I can't do that because you're not Super Saiyan.
Well, I'm the Prince of all Saiyans.
Yeah, but you're not a Super Saiyan.
Well, how do I learn how to be a Super Saiyan?
I don't know, you just gotta learn.
Well, can you teach me how to be a Super Saiyan?
I guess since you did win in the basketball game, I guess I'll teach you the ways.
Yeah, please teach me how to be a Super Saiyan, please!
Alright, so the first thing I do is I raise my hand.
And then I beat my diaper.
And then you gotta get really mad!
Whoa, that's so cool that you went Super Saiyan! Okay, I'm gonna try that. I'm angry, it's not working! Ah! Ah! Why isn't it working?
You just gotta keep yelling louder and louder and louder!
Ah! Ah!
Like this!
Marvin, what's all that yelling from Jeffy's room?
He's probably throwing a temper tantrum because we won't let him go look for balls.
Hey there.
Ah! He's gonna try to kill us!
What if he tries killing Jeffy?
Get the water bottle!
Okay!
Water bottle? What? Wait, no, Alex, stop! I'm not a cat! Stop spraying me!
Well, what are you doing here?
I'm not here to kill anybody!
Well, you're just lying to try to get us to turn our back so you can kill us!
Wait, no, I'm not gonna kill anybody! I don't even have my powers anymore!
Prove it!
See? Nothing.
How'd you lose your powers?
Well, I'll tell you. So here's what happened. After I got my powers, I decided to go look for all the Dragon Balls again because I wanted to wish for my own planet because I thought that would be cool. So I was flying around, destroying buildings, flipping cars and stuff until eventually I did find all the Dragon Balls and I wished for my own planet full of naked women and the aliens from Toy Story because I thought that would be funny. So I'm just hanging out on my planet with my naked women and the aliens and the naked aliens because things got kind of weird there for a little while. And then all of a sudden this white and purple alien dude shows up and he kind of looks like a Digimon, and his name was like Refrigerator or Popsicle or something cold, I don't remember. And then he starts yelling at me about how he's the best in the universe and how he wants all my Dragon Balls, because I guess my planet just came with Dragon Balls. I didn't realize that planets just naturally had Dragon Balls, but whatever. I was like, listen man, I don't know who you are, but you're not getting my Dragon Balls. So then he starts pointing his finger, and then he starts shooting these lasers out, and he's killing all my babes and all the aliens, and I'm like, you want to go, dog? So I start throwing haymakers. I'm teleporting around him, punching him and stuff, and I punch him in the balls, and it turns out he doesn't have balls, because I don't really know what kind of gender he is, because he's like an alien or something. And then he says, look over there, a naked woman. And, I mean, I look, naturally, you know, because, like, naked. And then while I'm looking, he knocks me out, he steals all my Dragon Balls, he wishes for my powers, and he blows up my planet. So that's how I lost my powers.
Why Toy Story aliens?
I don't know, they seemed cool. Seemed like they knew how to party, until they started banging all my hot chicks. I'll never get the sound of that squeaking out of my head.
Well, you're still not allowed here because you kept stealing Jeffy's wishes.
Hey, come on, man. Look, I'm done with all the Dragon Balls and the wishes. I don't care about that stuff anymore. I just want to be normal now.
No, you knocked Jeffy out with your stupid power, so leave.
No, really, I'm really sorry. I even wrote you this letter about how sorry I am.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, see how big the frowny face is? That's because I'm very sorry. That's how big sorry I am.
Well, you should still leave.
Marvin, look, the news!
Breaking news! A guy named Lord Frieza has been flying around destroying the city!
And I'm not gonna stop until I kill Jeffy! Oh, where are you, Jeffy? I'm coming for you!
Oh my god, Marvin, he's coming for Jeffy!
What are we gonna do?
Oh, you guys will be fine.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
What if that's him?
We have to hide Jeffy!
Oh no, that's not him. That's probably all the I'm sorry pizzas I ordered to show you how so sorry I am. But there's like 7 pizzas, so I'm gonna need you guys to come to the door and help me carry them.
Okay. Hello?
Special delivery! Did someone order a pizza pie or a pizza pie?
Well, you really messed them up.
Yeah.
You got my $20?
Hold on a second.
Well, you know, I don't usually betray people, but $20 is $20. So, are we gonna have that take over the world pizza party?
Oh, not just yet. I gotta murder them first.
Murder? You didn't say anything about murder.
Any last words, puny humans?
Hey, you didn't say anything about murdering anyone. You just said you were gonna hurt them.
Oh, I'm trying to take over the world! And if I wanna hurt Jeffy, I have to hurt everyone around him.
They already look pretty hurt to me.
Oh no. Then you're gonna die!
You killed them. That's really messed up, man.
That's the point. That is what murder is. Do you want to die too?
No.
That's what I thought. Now get out of my way.
Jeffy!
Where are you?
I gotta do something.
Jeffy, where are you?
Okay, it's time for me to finally be a hero.
I finally get to kill him. You thought you could kill Lord Frieza with a bat?
Not really, no.
Back to business. Oh, Jeffy, come out and play.
Peekaboo, I see you.
Lord Frieza, did you find the Dragon Balls?
Sure did. I found two sets, one on the planet I already destroyed, and these.
What are you going to use your two wishes for?
I already used one to steal somebody else's powers to become all powerful. And I'm going to use these to make sure every monkey dies a horrible death.
Wait, you're going to wish for me to die?
I mean, yeah, you're useless. I already found the Dragon Balls, and all I need is myself and my finger.
So you're really going to kill me after everything I did for you?
Vegeta, you did it! You finally went Super Saiyan!
I did! I did go Super Saiyan!
Ooh, look at you! You finally grew some hair! Big whoop, stupid monkey!
I'll show you a stupid monkey!
You dare try to take on Lord Frieza? Die, stupid monkey!
Vegeta, are you okay?
I got this. All the years I had to put up with Lord Frieza, and now I'm gonna get my revenge!
Too easy.
Vegeta, no! I'm gonna kill you!
Like how I killed your parents?
You didn't kill my parents!
Oh, yes, I did. Come look! Oh, wait, hold on. Don't want you making a wish. I need to take these. Come on, man.
See, look. Dead, like you're about to be.
You killed my parents! You're a monster, Frieza!
Poor effort. My turn.
Let me go finish him.
You did it now. Do you give up? If you give up now, I'll spare your life. All you have to do is become my slave for eternity. And suck my toes. They're big and pointy.
I don't give up.
You know this is only 10% of my power, right? You want to see 100?
Not really. I'm too late.
I'm too powerful! Why the fuck am I so powerful? Why? Tell me you quit. Please tell me you quit. I want to hear you beg for your life. Beg! 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 Never.
Destructo disc!
What?
Oh, man. I can't believe my mommy and daddy are dead. Oh, wait. I have all the Dragon Balls, so I still get one wish. I can wish for them to come back to life.
Dragon come, let's all make the dragon come.
Hi there, I'm Doopy the Dragon, and you get one wish. I wish that everyone that Lord Frieza killed was back to life. Your wish is my command. Poof!
Wait, what happened?
Yay, my mommy and daddy are back to life.
Wait, back to life? We died?
Yeah, but I used the Dragon Balls to wish you guys back to life.
Hey, you wish me back to life too? That's really nice. I thought you hated me.
Well, I really just wanted my mommy and daddy back to life.
Oh, well, you got me too, so thank you. And guys, I'm actually really sorry about betraying you again.
What? No, you betrayed us. You said there were pizzas.
Well, there were pizzas.
Yeah, Marvin, there were pizzas.
I just didn't tell you the part where he was going to kill you. But to be fair, I didn't know he was going to kill you. He was just supposed to hurt you. So, are we cool? I mean, he killed me too, right? So, we're cool? Cool? Right? Buddy? We're cool? Cool?
After a brutal struggle, Frieza is dead, and Jeffy finally got to use a wish. For once, everything seems peaceful in the universe for Jeffy. But wait, who could this new mysterious person be? A new friend for Jeffy, or a powerful new foe? Find out on the next episode of Jeffy Ball Z.
So, baby, what do you want for dinner tonight?
Jelly beans!
Jelly beans is not a meal for dinner.
Scooby Dooby shit, give a fuck. I want a Scooby snack now. I want Scooby snacks.
Jeffy, we don't have any Scooby snacks.
He means jelly beans, Marvin.
He does not mean jelly beans. He wants a Scooby snack. It's a dog treat.
Oh, right here. Put them on my mouth. Oh.
Catch.
You're making a mess. Don't keep throwing jelly beans on the couch. You're making a mess.
Sorry, Marvin. Oh, look, the news.
Breaking news, McCabe. A man was awarded $50 million from Starbucks after he spilled coffee in his lap, suffering serious burns. Wait, is that real? Is that fucking real? He got $50 million for spilling coffee on himself?
That guy got $50 million just by spilling a Starbucks drink on himself?
Where's Scooby Snacks?
Who's at the door?
Hello?
Hey, Marvin.
What are you doing here, Goodman? Why do you have no shirt on?
Because I'm about to make $50 million.
How are you going to make $50 million? You're not going to...
Fuck! You call a lawyer right fucking now! I'm about to be so fucking paid!
Are you getting paid?
Call him!
Hey there, what brings you to my lawyer's office today?
I would like to sue Starbucks for $50 million, please, because I was drinking one of their hot coffees and it attacked me.
It attacked you?
Yeah, I was holding the coffee and I went to take a sip and I flipped it upside down over my head and it came gushing out and burnt the fuck out of my face.
Why did you flip it upside down above your head?
Because I was trying to take a sip. I was trying to do the waterfall thing because I was planning on sharing my coffee and I didn't want to give anyone else any germs, but the lid wasn't secure and it came all over my face and burnt the fuck out of it.
Yeah, this sounds a lot like that other case where the guy burned himself on hot coffee and got $50 million.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to get $50 million for being a dumbass.
Okay, but after that case, they started securing the lids better.
Well, not mine. My lid was not secure, because look what it did to me!
I don't know. This seems too similar to that other case. I think the judge is just going to throw it out as a frivolous lawsuit.
Okay, well, what about iced coffee?
What about it?
Well, what if I were to take a sip of my iced coffee, and then it came out all over my face, and then I got frostbite or hypothermia because the shit's too cold?
I don't know. It seems like you're just trying to get money.
Exactly! I want $50 million so fucking easy. It's like $50 million in 3 seconds just for spilling something on my face? Yes.
But aren't you already rich?
Yes, but I can always be richer.
I don't know. I don't think I want to be part of this. It just seems wrong.
Listen, if you help me with this lawsuit and I win $50 million, I'll give you $5 million of it.
That sounds like you got yourself a case. You know, if you were to accidentally spill that cold coffee all over yourself.
Oh, yeah, of course it would be an accident. Oh,
Don't spill it.
Oh, thank you. Oh, fuck! Oh, it's so cold! Oh, my nipples! My asshole! My ballsack! The only thing that would warm me up is $50 million in my account, please!
I saw that. That was an accident. Come on, let's go to court.
Take me to the judge!
Order, 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 order. I am the Honorable Judge Boomer, and today we will be hearing the case of Mr. Goodman, who is suing Starbucks for $50 million because he spilt an iced coffee on himself and claims he got frostbite because the drink was too cold. Mr. Goodman, please explain.
Oh.
Your Honor, I, Brooklyn T. Guy, will be representing my client, as he is unable to speak due to the severe injuries caused by the coldness of the Starbucks drink. You see, Your Honor, my client just wanted to start his day with an iced coffee. But instead, he started his day in the hospital, in unbearable pain, disfigured from the severe frostbite and brain freeze. Starbucks should not be serving their iced coffees that cold.
Was the coffee really that cold as to cause frostbite?
Yes, Your Honor. I've brought an iced coffee for you to touch.
Let me see this here. Ooh, that is quite chilly. Mr. Starbucks lawyer, what have you to say about this?
Hi, I'm Steve Salberger, representing Starbucks. And this is utterly ridiculous, Your Honor. This is a clear cash grab, a frivolous lawsuit just to get millions of dollars. Our iced coffees are no colder than any other drink.
I don't know. This is making my hands quite cold while holding it.
Your Honor, even if the drink is cold, it's not our fault that the plaintiff spilt the drink onto himself. Once the drink leaves our store, it's no longer our problem. He should have been more careful while handling the drink. Objection, Your Honor. That is total bullshit. You're telling me if I go to a bar and get drunk and drive home and kill someone, it's my fault, not the bar's fault for selling me the alcohol? Starbucks needs to understand that if it wasn't for them selling coffee, my client wouldn't have went there to get coffee and therefore would not have spilled the drink on himself, causing lifelong injuries.
That is true. If Starbucks never sold coffee in the first place, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
Your Honor, please use common sense. We just settled a lawsuit over our drinks being too hot. Now this man is claiming our drinks are too cold, which doesn't even make any sense. Should we only sell room temperature drinks?
That would be rather icky.
Your Honor, may I ask you a question?
Yes, you may.
Do you have children, Your Honor?
I do not. But I do have a 5-year-old poodle named Porkchop, and I love her dearly.
Well, I have a daughter, Your Honor. Now, what will happen if we let our children and poor Porkchop grow up in a world without consequences? Without consequences, people would steal and murder and pillage. Yes, this is just an iced coffee. But what will Starbucks get away with next? Rat poison in their caramel macchiato? Cyanide in their cinnamon dolce latte? Ricin in their pup cups? If we lay the hammer on them now, it will stop them from feeling like they're invincible.
You're right. Starbucks, how dare you! You bastards want to poison Porkchop!
I can assure you, Your Honor, we are not trying to poison our customers!
Look at Porkchop! Look at her cute little face! You want to see her foaming at the mouth? You want to take my only happiness away from me?
No, Your Honor!
I have heard enough. Starbucks, I find you guilty of gross negligence and improperly serving your iced coffees too iced at the temperature of the top of Mount Everest. Fuck, that's cold. I award the victim $50 million. And Starbucks, from now on, you are required to make sure you do not serve your drinks too hot or too cold, and you must make sure the lids are hot glued and taped on, and you must have a warning label on the cups saying that the drinks are going to be hot or cold, and to handle with care, and also, you must also train your employees how to serve the drinks properly so that they're not too hot, and they're not too cold, and the lid is secured tightly, and whatever the hand customer the drink to make sure they tell them that it's going to be hot or cold and they need to handle with care. Fuck! Case dismissed.
This is fucking bullshit!
No fucking way.
I fucking won!
You fucking won!
I actually fucking won! I was just saying total horse shit. I can't believe he bought it! I fucking won! We won!
Yay!
Marvin, who was at the door a few days ago?
Oh, that was Goodman.
Oh, what did he want?
Oh, he poured a hot Starbucks coffee on his face because he was trying to sue them to get $50 million.
Did he get the money?
I don't know. I haven't heard from him.
Marvin, look, the news!
Breaking news, MK. Hi, I'm fucking Pay. First name I'm, middle name fucking, last name Pay. Because I just won $50 million for suing the shit out of Starbucks. I was drinking an iced coffee, and it fucking gave me frostbite because it was too cold. How dare them? Poor me! But good thing, with my new $50 million, I was able to buy a new face. And you can't even tell anything happened, but I'm still suffering. So hopefully Starbucks learns their lesson so other people don't have to suffer like me.
Oh my god, he actually did it. He got $50 million by pouring a Starbucks drink on his face.
Who's fucking Pay?
I'm fucking Pay.
Who's fucking Pay?
I'm fucking Pay.
Hold on, let me call you on my cash phone.
Cha-ching, cha-ching. Oh, it's ringing. Cha-ching.
You should probably answer it.
Oh, good idea. Hello?
Excuse me, sir. I just wanted to ask if you were fucking Pay.
Oh, I'm fucking Pay.
How Pay to you?
Fucking.
Oh, that's interesting because I'm also fucking paid.
Oh, what a coincidence.
We're both fucking paid.
Yes.
Oh, hold on. I'm being rude. I have to hang up.
Okay.
All three of you have the same hair color and mustaches.
Don't compare me to poor people. I'm rich.
Well, I have $5 million.
Yeah, but that's still upper lower class. I'm richer.
But you guys committed fraud and got a bunch of money from it.
No, we won this money legally.
Yeah, it's not fraud. I suffered. You saw me pour a hot coffee on my face. And you saw me pour an iced coffee on my face. And so I think I should actually get $100 million. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go to Starbucks and get a hot coffee, and I'm going to boof it. And then I'm going to say that Starbucks' coffee was too hot for my asshole. Oh. And then I can get $150 million.
That's a good idea. We should do that.
Well, no, that's not a good idea because you guys are taking money from actual people who suffered. You poured that on your face on purpose.
But I did suffer, Marvin.
Oh, you guys got so much money for no reason.
Ask me what I'm going to do with my $5 million.
What are you going to do with your $5 million?
Are you going to give it to charity?
Oh, fuck that. Charity can lift the left side of my asshole. The right side is reserved for the hookers I'm going to buy, which some of them might be named Charity, and then I will give to charity my seed on her face, and she'll smile because of all the stacks of cash. She'd be mortified otherwise. What are you going to do with your $50 million?
Well, first, I'm going to get a Blumpkin from Melania Trump, and then I'm going to eat an ostrich dick. And then I'm going to have jellyfish dick sashimi. And then with whatever money's left, I'm going to invest it in the S&P 500 because it's shitting the bed right now. And then when it goes back up, yummy. You think I'm paid now? You should see my money when I get the S&P 500 to go back up.
Okay, so you guys are just talking about all this fun stuff you do with money, and I'm sitting here all I'm poor.
Yeah, Marvin. Get in the fast lane. Commit fraud.
I mean, can I?
Yeah, anybody can do it. Fucking loser.
Do I really go to Starbucks and pour coffee on my face for money?
No, Marvin, that's ridiculous. Besides, Biggie said more money, more problems.
I'm gonna go to Starbucks.
What?
And get a drink for my mouth.
Whew, okay. $50 million, here I come.
That was not hot at all. That was room temperature, like lukewarm. Well, I'm not hurt at all. I'm gonna try to sue him. I did it.
Marvin, we've talked about this. Blackface is wrong.
What? No, I spilled coffee on my face and it didn't even burn me. It was like room temperature.
Marvin, why would you do that?
I wanted $50 million and it didn't burn my face. It was just really lukewarm.
Marvin, look the news!
Hello there, I'm Steve Stahlberger and I'm representing Starbucks. I'm here to make a statement on their behalf. Starbucks will no longer be selling drinks hot or cold. From now on, all of their drinks will be room temperature, so nobody can get injured and no one will sue us again.
So I just poured coffee on my face for no fucking reason.
Oh, hey, Michael Jackson.
Done. All right, Jeffy, I helped you build your Lego Ferris wheel.
That's so awesome, Daddy. Look how much fun they're having.
Yeah, they're having fun, so just play with your Legos. Jeffy, be quiet. Shut up, Jeffy.
Marvin, he's just having fun.
But, like, he can be quieter and have fun. Like, Jeffy, let's play with the little Lego people. Look, I'll be the fair man.
The fair man.
Yeah, it's the fair man. He runs the fair. Everyone having fun at the fair? Oh, yeah, I'm having fun at the fair. See, look, they're having fun.
But wait, Danny, the weatherman said there's a 100% chance of a meteor strike.
A meteor strike? Jimmy! Why would you do that, Jimmy?
Oh, no, Danny. 5 people dead. What a shame.
Jimmy, I'm not helping you build Legos ever again. Oh. Who's that? Clear up this mess. Hello? What? Goodman, what are you doing here?
Hold on. It's raining. What?
Okay.
What was that for?
Let me in.
Okay, come on. So, Goodman, what do you want? Jeffy didn't clean up his Legos.
No, Marvin, I told him to pick it up and then he yelled, bite me, before running off.
What's going on here?
A meteor hit Legoland.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want?
I need your help, Marvin.
With what?
Well, my dad's coming to town. If you think I'm rich, he's richer. I'm only worth $500 billion, and he's worth over $2 trillion. So I'm poor compared to him.
Well, what do you need my help with?
I need you to kill my dad.
But kill your dad? Why?
Because he's coming here to sign his will that gives all his money to his cat, Mrs. Puffy Pants. And I'm cut out of the will completely, so I get nothing. So I need you to kill him before he signs that will to his cat, so I at least get his money.
Why is he giving his money to his cat?
Because he hates me. And the worst part is, he's bringing his cat here to sign the will in front of me just to make me mad.
Okay, so why do you need me to kill him? Why don't you kill him?
Because everyone will suspect that I did it. They won't be suspecting you.
Marvin, you can't do this.
I'm not going to do it, baby. I mean, what would I even get out of it?
Marvin!
That's the $1 million question. Because I'll give you $1 million.
What? $1 million? That's not enough.
Marvin!
I would need at least 50.
Marvin!
50 bucks? Okay, done.
No, no, 50 million.
Nope, you already said 50 bucks.
No, 50, 50 no, million, 50 no. million dollars, 50... Who's that?
Oh, that must be him. I invited him to your house because you're going to kill him.
Well, I'm not going to kill him.
Sure you are, Marvin. Let's go down there and meet him. And once you meet him, you'll hate him so much that you'll want to kill him too.
Well, Marvin, you can't do this.
Well, I'm not going to kill him, baby. Unless I get $50 million.
Marvin!
Oh, hi, Dad.
Oh, hey. What's this?
It's
this?
Your will. It's your will.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Look at that. It's my will. And your name's not on it. Why? Why is your name not on it? Why is your name not on it? Oh, I know why. It's because I'm giving all my money to my cat, Mrs. Puffy Pants.
See, I told you he's an asshole.
Hey, who's your bald friend over here?
Oh, it's my friend Marvin.
Cut the crap. We know you don't have friends. Hey, Baldy. How much you paying you, huh? I'll double it.
Wait, so you have a cat?
Yeah, let me inside and I'll show you it.
Okay.
Well, there she is, the $2 trillion cat.
God, I hate that cat.
Well, let's go ahead and get this show on the road. Let me go ahead and sign this will. That way my son doesn't get any of my money.
Wait, why don't you want your son to have any of your money?
Why? Because I hate his guts. Hey, son.
Yeah, Dad.
Hate you.
I know.
Well, why do you hate him so much?
Last year with my birthday, he got me a gift card.
What, a gift card?
Yeah, it was a Ferrari gift card. I didn't know what else to get him.
You could have just went down to the Ferrari dealership and gotten me a car yourself.
Well, I didn't know what color Ferrari you wanted or the model or anything. So I just gave you a $1 million gift card so you could get what you wanted.
Wow, $1 million. Can you believe the name of this guy? What am I? Poor? Ugh. I'm going to go ahead and sign this will, Jimmy. I'm getting tired of your crap.
Marvin, what are you doing? Stop it. Stop it. He's about to sign it. Stop it.
Hey, you watching, Jimmy?
Stop it, Marvin. Oh, what are you doing?
Don't sign it yet. Are you hungry?
You know what? I am hungry, Miranda. How about you go get me a filet mignon wrapped in 24-karat gold?
Well, where am I supposed to get that at?
I don't know, Marvin, but go get it and make sure you poison it.
What, poison it?
Yeah, go on. Go. Get it.
Okay, I'm going to go get it.
Thank you.
Okay, that should work.
Marvin, what's taking so long?
I'm making your dad his meal.
Wait, that's not a filet mignon, that's ham.
Well, I don't have a filet mignon. I don't have rich people food, so all I have is... the cat's here.
Oh, Mrs. Puffy Pants, go!
Yeah, leave.
All right, good.
Oh, okay, so yeah, I don't have steak, so I just got him, like, a piece of ham.
All right, now put the poison on there, let's go give it to him.
Well, I don't have poison.
You don't carry rat poison on you?
What, no.
All right, hold on. See, look, this is rat poison, okay?
Okay.
Here, I'm gonna put some on there.
But all right, that's a lot of poison.
Yeah, we need that. Now take it to my dad. Let's go.
Okay.
Who's a good Miss Puffy Pants?
All right, Dad. Here's your food.
Oh, nice of you to finally join us. Miss Puffy Pants was telling me a little secret.
Oh, well, what was she saying?
Oh, she was just letting me know that you were trying to give me a piece of ham instead of filet mignon.
Oh, well, at least she didn't mention the poison.
And that you poisoned it, didn't it? Well, you try to pull a fast one on your old man, you're not getting nothing. I already signed the papers.
No, my money!
Hey, Jimmy, you want to know what the best part is? I'm having a heart attack. I'm just kidding with you.
What? No! He died! And he already signed the will! Oh, my money!
Whoa, hold on. No one else knows he signed that will, so we can just rip it up and pretend he never signed it.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Oh, and I already sent a copy to my lawyer! Now I'm really dead!
Oh, he already sent a copy to the lawyer, Marvin!
Okay, how about this? How about we just call his lawyer and see if there's a loophole? He can't really give $2 trillion to a cat.
That's a good idea, Marvin. Let's call him.
Hey there, I'm Steve Stahlberger, talent agent and Frank Goodman's lawyer. Must be sleeping.
No, he's dead.
Oh, what a shame. Frank was a good man. Good man. So why'd you call me?
Well, this is his will right here, and I was wondering if there were any loopholes in it to where I could get all his money.
And who are you?
I'm Mr. Goodman. I'm his son.
Oh, I remember you. Frank hated your guts. Well, let's take a little look-see here. Oh, do not give any of my ex-wives a single goddamn penny of my money. Uh-oh, this doesn't look good.
What?
Well, it says, do not give any of my money to my son, Mr. Goodman. That doesn't look good for you. Well, let's see here. It says, give all of my money to my cat, Mrs. Puffy Pants. Now, I say, who is a Mrs. Puffy Pants?
Right here. I'm Mrs. Puffy Pants.
But you just said you were Mr. Goodman.
No, I didn't. I'm Mrs. Puffy Pants.
You don't look like any cat I've ever seen.
Yes, I do. See the ears? Meow.
And is this your cage?
Oh, it sure is. I'll get in a cage for $2 trillion.
Well, I don't see any other cats around, so I guess I have to give this money to you. All right, I'll go to the bank and withdraw it in cash, because I'm pretty sure cats don't have bank accounts.
Nope, cash is fine. I'll be right here waiting for it.
All right, I'll be right back.
Well, Marvin, I can't believe these cat ears actually work.
I know. There's no way he actually believes you're a cat.
Hey there. I'm looking for a Mrs. Puffy Pants.
Right here.
Yeah, hey. I got a call from a lawyer who said it was part of the will that I'm supposed to spay you so you can't have any babies.
What's spay mean?
Oh, it's where you scoop out all the reproductive organs in a girl cat.
Oh, well, you can cut my balls off for $2 trillion.
Wait a minute. Did you say balls?
Oh, I meant, Arby's roast beef sandwich.
Oh, okay. Well, come on over here, Mrs. Puffy Pants. Let me see what I'm working with.
Okay.
What? Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
What the? That's a big crank.
What?
That's not a Mrs. Puffy Pants. That's a Mr. Puffy Pants.
I mean, you can still cut it off, can't you?
No. That's not how this works. I gotta go tell the lawyer that you're not Mrs. Puffy Pants.
No. Please don't tell the lawyer. Oh, Marvin, what are we gonna do now?
I don't know.
Oh, I got it. What if your wife wears the cat ears, then she can be Mrs. Puffy Pants?
I'm not doing that. I don't condone any of this.
Well, baby, please. There you
go, baby. You look great.
I hate this.
Now remember, when he gives you the money, you have to give it to me.
I say, I am pissed. I have 60 dump trucks full of money outside and no Mrs. Puffy Pants to give it to. Now why did you lie to me, son?
I'm so sorry, but we found the real Mrs. Puffy Pants and she's right behind you.
Hey.
I guess you could be a Mrs. Puffy Pants. Give me a meow.
Meow.
Yes. Now, I say, I have had it up to here with all of these shenanigans. Will the real Mrs. Puffy Pants please stand up? I say, will the real Mrs. Puffy Pants please stand up? Now that looks like a Mrs. Puffy Pants.
No, don't give her the money. She doesn't deserve it.
Come on, Mrs. Puffy Pants. Let's go to the dump trucks outside. There you go, Mrs. Puffy Pants. We got about 100 more dump trucks coming with your money.
God, I hate that cat.
Well, look, she's already rich, so there's nothing you can do about it now.
I'll think of something, Marvin. Will you marry me, Mrs. Puffy Pants?
What? You can't marry a cat?
Sure I can. Oh, what's that? She said yes.
Wait,
breeze!
I didn't hear her say yes.
Hey there, do you take this cat to be your husband?
She said she does.
And do you take this cat to be your wife?
I do.
All right, well, I pronounce you cat and cat. You may kiss the cat.
Great. Now I want a divorce and this is all mine.
What? You can't just divorce like that!
No, I did.
What? Oh, were they really married?
Yeah.
And they're really divorced now?
Yeah.
What? All right, this is my last box of money. I just got to load it up on my private jet.
Well, you got all the money you wanted, Goodman. Your dad just had to die, and you had to marry a cat to get it, though.
Sounds like a good day to me, but I'm a man of my word, Marvin. So here's your 50 bucks.
I wanted 50 million.
You didn't even kill him. He died of natural causes. So be lucky you're getting 50 bucks.
Okay.
Oh, Booberry Bear, what are you going to spend your $50 on?
Whatever you want, my butterfly britches.
2 for $20 at Olive Garden?
Sure, baby, let's go.
I'm going to throw up.
Guys, what are you doing?
Oh, Cody, did you know your mom's famous?
Yeah, dude, they put her in a magazine twice. I didn't know your mom was a model.
It's like a special coloring magazine where you get to color pictures of the models. Like, look, here's your mom waving her tail, and here's your mom just standing there.
Oh, good. My mom's a hippo now. That's new.
A big, fat hippo, because your mom's fat.
No, I get it.
And your mom's still a whale.
Classic.
Yeah, because she's a big, fat whale.
Guys, I get it. Can we please do something else?
Cody, why is your shirt so small?
Oh, I got an extra small shirt to show off my abs. Here, peep them. Actually, this is a new shirt, and it shrunk when my mom washed it. But it's still a good conversation starter.
Cody, you have, like, a little black piece of something in your tooth.
Wait, what?
Yeah, like, show me your tooth. Yeah, you have, like, a little black dot, like a piece of pepper in your tooth.
Wait, a piece of pepper? I haven't eaten any pepper today. Is it gone?
Sure.
Okay.
You want to help us color a picture of your mom?
No, guys, I said I want to do something else.
Well, you can start by getting that piece of pepper out of your tooth.
Wait, you said it was gone!
Guys, to my friends! Lunch is ready!
Ooh, guys! Chef Evie said lunch is ready. Let's go eat!
Wait, Junior, is there something in my tooth or not?
Whoa! Look at these sandwiches!
Dude, Chef Evie did not make this. He got this off of Uber Eats, I can tell.
Pardon my language, but pretty bitchin' lunch, Chef Pee-Pee. A friggin' goog? What did I do to deserve this? And what's this? Cheez-Its? Don't mind if I do. Let me just light one of these joints up real quick. Damn it!
What's wrong, Cody?
I think the Cheez-It was too hot. It hurt my tooth.
Cheez-Its aren't hot. They have no temperature, Cody.
Well, it hurt my tooth when I bit into it.
Maybe it's that piece of pepper that's on your tooth.
Wait, do I have something on my tooth or not?
Yes.
What, you said I didn't?
I didn't want to talk about it anymore.
What do you think it is?
I don't know. Maybe a cavity?
No. That's impossible, guys. It can't be a cavity. I brush my teeth 2 times a month. Once on the 1st and once on the 15th.
I think you're supposed to brush your teeth 2 times a day.
No, that would be ridiculous, Junior. That would waste too much toothpaste. All that toothpaste going down the drain would end up in the ocean. Fish don't have teeth. They don't eat toothpaste. And dental floss? That would choke a sea turtle. No, thank you.
Well, you're supposed to brush your teeth every day, Cody.
Well, cavemen didn't brush their teeth, and they turned out fine.
Cavemen died when they were, like, 20.
Yeah, from, like, falling off a boulder and getting eaten by a bat, not their teeth.
Okay, well, I don't know what to tell you, Cody. Well, I'm eating my sandwich.
What, do you guys really think it's a cavity?
I think it's a cavity, Cody!
Well, that would be really bad, you guys. If my parents find out I have a cavity, they'll ground me and send me to Europe.
Send you to Europe? Why?
Well, they say that Europe is full of people who have bad teeth, and that's where people with bad teeth belong. So if they find out I have a cavity, they'll send me to Europe.
Well, then we'll never see you again!
I know, this is bad, guys!
Okay, let's call a dentist and get your tooth fixed so your parents will never find out.
Okay. Well, I'll try one more of these Cheez-Its. Damn it! Okay, fine, let's call this dentist.
Come on.
Hey there, somebody call a dentist?
Yeah, Cody has a cavity.
Hey, nobody has a cavity until I say they have a cavity. I'm the dentist. I have a degree. Do you have a degree?
No.
That's what I thought. Now shut up. How's my breath smell? Smell like onions? I didn't want onions on my sandwich, but they put them on there anyway. Nobody ever listens to me. Hey, you like onions?
No.
Let me see your teeth.
Okay.
Those are actually pretty nice.
Thank you.
Okay, but nobody has a cavity until I say they do. Got it? Now say ah.
Ah.
Oh, no, that actually is a cavity. Sorry, you knew what you were talking about. Are you sure you're not a dentist?
I'm not a dentist.
Do you want to be my dental assistant? You're pretty good at it.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so what do you think we should do now?
Fix his cavity.
Yes, I concur. Okay, so I can do one of two things here. I could use no pain meds and just drill right into your tooth, which would hurt really bad, but you'd be a badass. Or I could use pain meds and drill into your tooth, but you'd be a little bitch baby. I don't want to be a little bitch baby.
Yeah, you don't want to be that, Cody.
So no pain meds? No pain meds. Yes! Okay, but first we're going to have to bill your parents' insurance. No. No, we can't tell my parents about this.
Yeah, if his parents find out he has a cavity, they're going to send him to Europe.
Yeah, he'll have to learn to say bonjour.
That's France, Joseph, not Europe.
Dude, that's still in Europe.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Guys, can we just focus here, please?
Joseph's trying to say that Ratatouille was filmed in Europe.
Well, it wasn't filmed anywhere. It was animated.
It wasn't called Europeatouille.
Well, it wasn't called Francatouille either.
It was called Ratatouille because there were rats, Cody.
Well, I know that, but where it was filmed doesn't matter.
It's all that matters. It was filmed in France. They were French.
Which is in Europe.
But no, yes.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
So shut up. Stop arguing about it, Cody. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Never does.
Are we still talking about teeth here?
Oh, yeah, we gotta fix his cavity. So if we don't use the insurance, how much does it cost in cash?
Well, it's gonna cost about $1,000.
$1,000? We don't have that kind of money.
Well, the medical bills cost money. This ain't Europe.
Okay, well, what else do you suggest we do?
Let me see those teeth again. Well, they do kind of look like baby teeth. I think maybe I could probably pull them out. Then you could just say you lost it.
But Cody, you still have baby teeth?
Yeah, I hit puberty late.
What? Okay, so how much will it cost to take the tooth out?
It would still cost about $1,000.
We don't have that kind of money!
I'm sorry, but Dennis got to make money somehow. I guess you guys could probably take it out on your own for free.
What's going on?
I don't know. This is weird. I'm leaving. What the hell was that about, Junior?
I was agreeing. I was like, we can take it out ourselves. We don't need him.
Why didn't you just say that? Why were you being all secretive about it?
I didn't want him to know because I didn't want him to get mad that we weren't going to use him.
Why were you making such a big deal out of it? Just say
Cody, how about this? We tie a string around your tooth. We slam a door. That tooth comes out. You just tell your parents you lost your tooth.
Okay. Anything to not go to Europe.
Let's go. Okay, Cody. I have the string tied to this doorknob and your tooth. So when I slam this door, your tooth's going to come flying out.
Okay.
Ow!
Did it come out?
No, it just hit me with the door.
I didn't slam it hard enough. All right, are you ready?
Yeah.
Ow!
Did it work?
No!
Dude, let me try it.
Ow! You guys are just beating me up with the door now.
Oh, the door doesn't have enough horsepower to pull its tooth out.
What?
The door doesn't have enough horsepower to pull your tooth out.
It doesn't have any horsepower. It's a door.
Oh, we should use a car.
That's right.
No.
Let's go use a car, Cody. Okay, Jeffy, this is what we need you to do. We have this string attached to your car all the way to Cody's tooth. When I say go, you floor it so it pulls its tooth out.
Got it, Junior.
All right, let's go tell Cody what's going on.
Okay, dude.
All right, Cody, when I yell go, Jeffy's going to speed off and pull your tooth out with his car.
Are you sure this is safe, Junior?
Yeah, it's safe. I tied the string to the tire so all the power can pull your tooth out.
With the tire?
Go, Jeffy!
No, Junior! Stop!
Man, Cody, that tooth is really in there.
Junior, I could have been killed. If that string hadn't broke, I would have gotten pulled under the tires and run over.
Dude, I knew we should have used rope.
Oh, yeah, rope would have been a lot stronger.
No, we shouldn't have done it at all.
Man, Cody, your face looks really bad.
Yeah, my face really hurts from the road rash.
I mean, it looks better than the freckles.
Yeah, you look like Freddy Krueger.
Krueger.
That's what I said.
No, you said cougar.
Cougatooie? Ratatouille?
What? No, guys, we need to get this tooth out somehow.
Ooh, I got an idea.
That isn't dangerous.
Aw, I was going to say we push it out of a hot air balloon.
Ooh, that would be awesome.
How would that get the tooth out?
When you hit the ground, your tooth would fly out.
On impact.
Yeah.
Guys, come up with something better.
Ooh, Joseph, you see that weight over there? Grab it.
Okay.
Oh, you're going to like this one, Cody. It's going to work. Okay, so we tie a string around this weight, and then we throw it off a balcony, and then the string's attached to your tooth, and then the weight from the weight pulls the tooth out your mouth.
Now that could work.
Okay, let's do that. Okay, Cody, I'm going to drop this weight off the balcony, and the force of it should pull your tooth out, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Yeah!
Cody, did the tooth come out?
No, I think I broke my nose.
Dang it, dude, this tooth is persistent.
You want to try the weight one more time, Cody?
No!
Well, I have no more ideas then.
Ooh, I think I have an idea, dude. Follow me.
Oh, come on, Cody.
I don't think I want to.
Come on! Okay, Joseph, what's your plan?
I hired a professional boxer to knock his teeth out. I mean, tooth out.
Wait, which is it, teeth or tooth?
Tomato, tomato.
No, it's not the same thing. One is more than the other.
Yeah, I think you'd mean tomato, tomatoes.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yes, exactly, but I just want the tomato.
Okay, you can eat after we fix your cavity.
No, I mean the tooth.
Has a cavity in it. We're going to get it fixed.
Just punch me.
Okay, where's the boxer at?
He's here right now. Oh, one second. I want to get his teeth knocked out.
Oh, he's right here. So, Cody, open your mouth. You see that tooth with a cavity in it? We want you to knock that tooth out.
Okay, I've knocked plenty of teeth out. This one's going to be a problem.
All right, Cody, stand real still. All right, punch him.
Oh, I connected that one.
Oh, Cody, you okay?
He did it! He knocked my tooth out! Wait, why is there two? Junior, did he get it?
He didn't knock out the tooth with the cavity.
What? That means he knocked out my two good teeth?
They're obviously not that good if they came out that easily.
Yeah, they're also yellow. I wouldn't say they're good teeth. I think that cavity is making your tooth stronger.
This is stupid. Just hit me again. Okay, did he get it?
Hit him again.
How about now?
It's still in there. Hit him again.
Okay, he has to have gotten it, right?
Do it again.
Did he get it?
One more time. I'm starting to enjoy this, Joseph.
Oh, me too, dude.
Do it again. Hit him as hard as you can.
Alright.
It still didn't work.
I can hit him again.
No, just leave. Actually, one more time.
Alright.
Oh, that tooth is still in there.
Dude, I think that tooth made of steel or something.
Yeah, Cody, I don't know what to do.
I think I should just tell my parents I have a cavity.
What, you want to live in Europe?
I guess he really wants to eat those frog legs, dude.
Yeah, whatever they eat there.
We have frog legs here.
You just want to see the pyramids.
What? That's in Egypt.
The Great Wall.
Yeah.
China.
Alright, listen. I have an idea. I have some old leftover fireworks from the 4th of July. I can just tie a string around your tooth and on a rocket. Why?
Because it'll burn my face.
A rocket won't burn your face. A rocket is really fast. So if I tie it to a rocket will shoot up in the air and take your tooth to space.
They're called fireworks. The fire will burn my face.
Fireworks are really fast, Joseph.
Yeah, they're really, really fast.
Like the speed of light.
You won't even feel it, dude.
Yeah, it's so fast.
Okay, you know what? Yeah, let's do it.
All right, let's go. Come on. Okay, Cody, I tied a string around this rocket and around your tooth. So when I light the rocket, it's going to fly in the air and pull your tooth out.
You know, now that I'm actually looking at it, I don't think I want to do this anymore.
Come on, Cody, the worst thing that could happen is that the tooth does not come out and the rocket takes you into space and you go see Jupiter.
I'd rather see Uranus. Like, seriously, can we go to your room?
Come on, Cody, you got to do the rocket.
I don't know, guys, I'm scared.
Don't bitch out now.
Yeah, you have big balls, Cody, I know you do.
I mean, I have pretty average-sized balls.
Oh, come on, look, are you going to do it or not?
Okay.
Okay, let me light it. Joseph, back up.
Okay, dude.
Okay, Joseph, I lit it.
Dude, this is gonna be so cool. He might die.
I know. Yeah! Whoa!
I don't think he went to space, dude.
Let's go inside.
So, dude, now that Cody's dead, who's gonna be our third friend?
I guess Jeffy.
Yeah.
What? Cody, you're still alive?
Damn, you still kicking, bro?
Yeah.
You were supposed to kill the Sith, not join them.
Yeah.
You're supposed to bring balance to the Force, not leave it in darkness.
I hate you. I hate you.
Let me see your tooth, Cody. It's still there. Not even the firework pulled it out.
I almost died.
But what'd you see? Did you see space?
I didn't see anything. My face was on fire. Guys, I think I'm just gonna give up.
What? No, you can't give up. You have to go to Europe.
Cody, I'm here to pick you up. Oh, my God, Cody, what happened to you?
He fell in the oven, and it burned him up, and then it accidentally burned a cavity into his tooth.
Oh, no. Cody, it's a good thing you didn't get that cavity from not brushing, or else you'd have to go live in Europe.
No, he didn't get it from not brushing. He got it because the oven burnt it into his tooth. Uh-huh. Yep.
Come on, Cody. Let's go back home. We're gonna sue the oven company so Mommy can get paid.
Okay.
What's wrong, Joseph?
We're just such good friends, dude!
I know! I wish we had friends like us! Oh, we're such good friends.
We're so rare!
So, guys, what do you want to do today?
Oh, dude, we should play Truth or Dare!
That'd be so fun. All right, Cody, truth or dare?
But why do I have to go first?
Truth or dare?
Fine, dare.
I dare you to call your parents and say you died.
Dude, that'd be so hilarious.
Wait, you want me to call my parents and tell them that I died?
Yeah.
They're gonna know it's me when they hear my voice.
Can't you do like a cop impression?
Yeah, kind of.
Oh, it's gonna be so funny.
No, dude, I can't wait for it.
Okay, it's ringing. Hello, Cody? No, ma'am, it's not Cody, it's the police. We found your son's phone in the road because he got hit by an 18-wheeler. Oh, my God, all 18 wheels? Yes, ma'am, even the spare tire fell off and hit him. Is he dead? I'm afraid so, ma'am. Yeah, he was flattened like a pancake. Oh, thank God. What? Hey, Tyrone, Cody's dead. We're finally free.
What? Cody's dead? Oh, thank the Lord Jesus. Our son is dead. Boo-hoo, boo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo.
We can finally go on that cruise.
Yeah, baby, you're going to get all the cream pies you want. We're going to make another one.
Oh, I'm so excited. Thank you for telling us the good news, officer.
So were they sad?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were very sad, and they were crying, and it was very clear how much they loved me.
Oh, that's so funny. They cried over you dying. Who would imagine?
Right.
All right, someone asked me truth or dare.
Truth or dare?
Dare.
Okay, I dare you to go throw all of Chef Pee-Pee's food on the ground.
Oh, yeah, actually, I don't do that every night.
Yeah, true. My burnt turkey club sandwich is almost done. I can smell the flavors. Wait, Julia, what are you doing? Julia, put that out! Let's make dinner! Oh, my burnt turkey club sandwich.
All right, Cody, I did it. And Chef Pee-Pee got really mad.
That's funny.
All right, Joseph, truth or dare?
Truth.
What, you don't want to do dare?
No, dude, I choose truth.
You're such a wuss.
Have you ever killed anyone?
On accident or purpose?
On purpose?
Yeah.
What happened?
You only get one question, dude.
I don't think I want to know anymore.
All right, Jeffy, truth or dare?
Dare.
Ooh, dude, I dare you to crash the car into a tree.
What, Joseph, no, you're not supposed to hurt anyone.
Don't do it.
What, no, Jeffy.
See, he has a helmet on. It's safe.
Right, he's not going to do
that. And he also is the only one of us that has a car.
No, this is a bad idea, guys.
I'm going to do it, and I'll show you.
But no.
He's doing it. He's actually doing it.
He's going to be the Truth or Dare champion.
The Truth or Dare God.
Jeffy, I really wouldn't do this.
And lose a dare? Mama ain't raised no bitch.
Your mom didn't raise you at all.
Exactly.
All right, mate. There's one donut left.
I guess we could play rock, paper, scissors for it.
Well, that won't work because our hands can only do paper.
Yeah, you're right. Paper, paper, paper wouldn't really work. How about we play I Spy and whoever can guess what the other person's looking at gets the donut?
All right, I'll go first. I spy something green.
Is it the grass?
Damn it!
I spy something... I spy something yellow going very fast.
Is it the sun?
Well, no, Simmons, the sun doesn't move.
Well, it kinda does, because we orbit it.
Well, no, but we're going around the sun. We're moving. The sun's not moving.
Well, what if it's from what we see? Like, you know how the sun goes up and down?
No, Simmons, I already said it's not the sun. It was that car that just drove by very, very fast.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah, so you lose, and I get the donut with the rainbow jimmies. Now, we're still gonna pull that guy over. I'm just gonna eat the donut while I'm driving. Dispatch, we have a car that's not pulling over. I repeat, he's not pulling over, and this donut is delicious.
What train should I run into?
Dispatch, he's going off road.
How about that tree? That's the one.
Holy shit! Dispatch, he just crashed into a tree. Stand by, we might need an ambulance. Let's go check on him, Simmons.
Sir? Are you okay?
I won truth or dare.
I wonder if Jeffy crashed that car.
Hey, kids, get off our couch! Get out of here, you bunch of goobers!
Marvin, you could have said please.
No, this is our couch. We sit here.
Hey, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you rubbing your ass on the couch.
What, the cops? What are you doing here?
Oh, well, your son Jeffy crashed his car into a tree.
What? Is he okay?
He's hurt.
Oh, my God!
How's the car?
Marvin!
No, seriously, how's the car? Like, is it okay?
Oh, it's totaled.
What, are you sure?
Yeah, come look.
Oh, no.
Does this look totaled to you?
What, Jeffy did this?
Yep.
Oh, I am so sorry, officer.
Hey, that Mop 3! Look what he did, Mop 3!
What?
This is the mayor, Tuna Fish Terry. He's mad because your son crashed his car into this tree.
Yeah, me and my high school, we're getting underneath the tree.
Yeah, he says he kissed his high school sweetheart under this tree, so he's mad that your son crashed his car into it. Also, I think your son might have started a forest fire a while back that burned this tree, so yeah, he is suing you.
What, suing?
Yeah, goddamn right. I'm gonna throw the tit out. You can get more toothpick.
What?
Yeah, he's suing you.
Okay.
Marvin, is Jeffy okay?
The car's total.
But what about Jeffy?
He's right here. I put my doctor outfit on because we're going to be talking about doctor stuff.
Jeffy, are you all right?
Well, my neck is broken.
Yeah, he has a hairline fracture in his cervical vertebrae.
Is he in a lot of pain?
Oh, this right here is like a 6 out of 10. See, this one time I had testicular torsion where my nuts get all tangled up and twisted around. That was a 10 out of 10. And believe me, I'm a doctor. I know. I know how to read that little smiley face chart.
So is everything going to be okay?
Oh, it's okay now. Yeah, they did a surgery and got it untangled. It's kind of like when you put your headphones in your pocket and they come out all tangled, except it's my balls.
Not with you, with Jeffy!
Oh, yeah, he's fine. He's got a neck brace on. My balls do still hurt sometimes, though.
Well, as long as everything's okay with Jeffy.
Well, he is getting sued by the mayor for hitting the mayor's favorite tree with his car.
Aw, is the tree all right?
Oh, I mean, nothing happened to the tree. It was the berries that got a little tangled up on the vine, but the tree's fine. I mean, it does have a slight natural curve, but I looked it up and apparently that's normal. And sometimes it's even more pleasurable for the woman. Oh, you guys aren't talking about my dick. You're talking about the tree that he hit. No, I don't know. I'm not a botanist, man.
Don't they study robots?
Yeah, look. Okay, Jeffy has court today, so I gotta get ready because I'm actually the lawyer he's going up against in the trial, so I have a lot of paperwork to do, and I have to change clothes for the third time today.
Oh, Jeffy, now we have to get you a lawyer because you have to go to court. We can't even afford a lawyer. Just go to court. Just go do it. I don't care.
Soy el honorable juez Boober. Wait, no, sorry, that was in Spanish. I just had a Spanish language case before this one, and I haven't adjusted yet. I'll start over. Order, order, order! I am the Honorable Judge Boober, and today we will be hearing the case of Jeffy versus Tuna Fish Terry's tree. Now, Tuna Fish Terry, tell me what happened.
I just think on my back porch, he's toothpicked all Sunday. A car come around the corner, hit my tree. I'm like, shit, maybe almost spilled a toothpick.
I didn't understand anything he just said. I speak Spanish, but I don't speak whatever the hell that was. Can we get an interpreter, please?
I'll translate for you, Judge. My client was trying to say that he was sitting on his back porch eating tuna fish when he saw a car come around the corner and hit his tree, and he was so startled he almost spilled his tuna fish. I was actually a cop pursuing that vehicle, so I can confirm all of that is true.
Oh, I see. Now, Jeffy, why did you crash your car into Tuna Fish Terry's tree?
My friends and I were playing Truth or Dare, and one of my friends dared me to crash my car into a tree. So I ain't no bitch, so I did it.
Ow! Jesus. What were you saying? I'm sorry.
I was playing Truth or Dare with my three friends, and one of them dared me to crash my car into a tree.
Oh, it was a dare for Truth or Dare. I see. Well, who dared you to crash your car into that tree? Because it's their fault. I mean, obviously, you're going to do the dare. You're not a bitch. So who dared you to do it?
It was one of my friends. I can't remember which one did it.
I see. Go grab his friends. If they're not here, go grab them. It's a court order. Just tell them that and then bring them here.
What's going on?
Am I in trouble?
I ain't saying nothing, dude.
You three boys were playing a game of Truth or Dare, and one of you dared Jeffy to crash his car into a tree. So who was it? Who was it? God damn it, tell me!
Look, guys, if we don't tell them anything, they won't know.
It was Joseph!
Look, y'all are snitches!
Aha! So you were the dare of the dare. And the rules of Truth or Dare clearly state that the darer of the dare shall not be spared, but the doer of the dare shall be spared of any bodily harm or property damage they may have incurred as a result of doing a dare. What I'm trying to say is, Jeffy is cleared from this case. But you, Joseph, you knew Jeffy was going to do the dare when you dared him to do the dare, so this is your fault, and Tuna Fish Terry should be suing you. I order you to pay Tuna Fish Terry for the damage to his tree, which is whatever he says it is. It's a tree. I don't know. It's sentimental.
What? I don't have any money to pay for that. Judge, I didn't do it.
I don't want to hear it. This case is closed. Boom. Now, if you'll excuse me, I will drink my orange high C. Come to me, high C. That is delicious. And very high in C. If I were a pirate, I could sail the high seas. And I wouldn't even get scurvy because it's very high in vitamin C. Case dismissed.
Oh, I hate you guys!
Well, he did make the dare.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate you guys! I don't want to be around you! Leave!
But this is my house, Joseph.
Well, go into another room then!
But this is my house, Joseph.
Oh, shut up!
Well, you did dare Jeffy to crash his car.
That doesn't mean you have to snitch on me then!
But you did dare Jeffy, so it was your fault.
Duh, that doesn't mean you have to tell!
Whatever, Joseph. Look, we're still playing Truth or Dare, so I dare you not to be mad.
Well, how much did Tuna Fish Terry want for his tree anyway?
He wanted $100, and I don't have that type of money.
$100?
Yeah.
Well, I have that much in my wallet.
Well, give it to me!
Well, no, it's my $100.
Well, you don't need it.
Well, I want it. I'm gonna buy a new tea party set.
Hey, Cody, I dare you to give Joseph that $100.
No, it's not worth it.
I double dog dare you to give Joseph that $100.
No, I don't care.
I triple dog dare you to give Joseph that $100.
Shit. Ha!
What do you want to do today?
Dude, let's go to the movies.
Okay, let's go.
Oh, sorry, guys. I can't. Ken just got this new pizza delivery job, so we have to deliver a pizza.
Wait, Ken is delivering pizzas?
Yeah, he's got to make money to make ends meet so he can satisfy my meat.
Isn't Ken Spider-Man? Why didn't he just get paid for that?
Well, no one gives him a check for being Spider-Man Jr. He's not a police officer. No one pays him to save people. He does it because he wants to, because he's a man.
Ooh, can I have some of this pizza?
No, this is for the customer. We have to deliver it to Dr. Octavius. Ooh, you hear that, Ken? A doctor. You know what that means. Big tip. Andy's gonna give us a lot of cash when we deliver the pizza. Come on, Ken.
Let's go.
All right, Ken, our first pizza delivery.
Hello, pizza man.
Hey, I got your pizza here.
Perfect.
Ooh, thanks for the 20.
Oh, this is just pepperoni. I ordered pepperoni and sausage.
Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, it's pepperoni, so it's close.
Well, I'm gonna need my money back.
We don't do that at Papa John's.
In that case, let me speak to Papa John himself.
You can't do that either, because he got fired because he said the N-word on a business call.
That's outrageous! I demand a refund!
I'm sorry, it's not my problem.
Damn you, pizza man! I will get my revenge!
Guys, look how much Dr. Octopus tipped us for the pizza. He gave us 20 smackaroons. Those are like macaroons, but made of smack.
You made $20 just delivering a pizza?
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess some of this is for the pizza, so it should probably go to Papa John's.
Dude, didn't he say the N-word?
Yeah, you're right, I should keep this money. What's that, Ken? Your spider senses are tingling. Well, go save the world, baby! There he goes. I hate to see him leave, but I love to watch him swing away.
Just driving my car.
I'm gonna try a kickflip.
Wait, is that a little kid in the road? My brakes aren't working! My car won't stop! Someone help! Spider-Man! Stop the car, Spider-Man! Stop the car!
A car! This car almost hit me. That's so crazy. Thanks, Spider-Man.
Oh, my God, little boy. Are you okay?
I'm okay. Thanks to Spider-Man.
Spider-Man, you're a hero.
Thank you.
Breaking news. Spider-Man has saved the day again. He saved a little boy on a skateboard from being hit by a car after the car's brakes failed. Spider-Man is a true hero. I don't know what we'd do without him.
That's my man. See, Junior, no one pays him to do that. He does that because with great power comes great responsibility. Uncle Ben told him that as he was dying of a gunshot wound. Oh, hey, baby. I saw you save that car. Uber cool. You got my spider senses tingling. What's that, Ken? You need to go to the bank to refinance Aunt May's house because ever since Uncle Ben died, she doesn't have enough income to support herself? Okay. Sorry, guys. Me and Ken have to go to the bank real quick.
Okay. See you, Cody.
So, I just got done reviewing your file, and unfortunately, I'm unable to approve this loan to refinance your home. You just don't have the assets.
Oh, I guess great responsibility doesn't necessarily come with great credit. But still, he's Spider-Man. Can't you do us a favor?
I would love to, but unfortunately you don't have the income to support this kind of loan. You just started a pizza delivery job today.
Oh, well, do we still get the free toaster?
Ooh, see, the free toaster is only for our customers who set up a savings account and deposit $300.
Oh, I see that now.
Everyone, get down! This is a bank robbery!
Ah, it's Dr. Octopus! Ah!
Can't do something!
Oh, it's you guys again! I want my $20 back!
What, really? You're robbing a bank for $20? It's just $20, dude. You're a doctor.
Oh, I'm robbing the bank for something much bigger. Much larger.
What, like a 50?
You dare hit me?
Get back up, Ken.
Time for you to make a withdrawal.
Look out! Oh, damn! Ken, learn to block. I thought you had spidey senses.
You're not gonna be very safe after this.
Okay, I know you see this coming. But damn, Ken, what is with you today? What, are you losing your powers or something?
Looks like the itsy bitsy spider just met the rain that washed him down the water spout. Now I'm gonna take my money and run.
What, Ken, he got away! What the hell, man? You're Spider-Man! Do something! Guys, something's wrong with Ken.
He's a doll?
No, he just got his ass kicked by Doc Ock.
How'd he lose? He's Spider-Man!
I don't know, it's like he's depressed and he's going through some kind of internal conflict and he lost his powers.
Well, why would that happen?
I have no idea. Like, I don't know why they did that in the movie, it just made the movie weird.
Oh, well, if he lost his powers, you want my tarantula to bite him again?
No, I just don't understand what's wrong with him.
Well, why don't we call a doctor?
Well, I don't want the doctor to find out he's Spider-Man.
Doesn't the whole world know he's Spider-Man?
Yeah, I guess you're right. Okay, I'll call a doctor.
Hey there, somebody call a doctor?
Yes, doctor. Well, you see, I have a friend that has a problem.
Well, okay, what's his problem?
He's a doll!
Shut the hell up, Joseph. No, well, you see, my friend has these powers that give him the abilities of, like, a spider.
Oh, he's Spider-Man. No, I never said he was Spider-Man. I mean, he's kind of like Spider-Man. I mean, we might as well call him Spider-Man because he's so similar to Spider-Man, but... Okay, screw it. It is Spider-Man, okay? Spider-Man is losing his powers because he's sad. Why?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
Maybe because he's a doll.
Well, if I had to guess, I'd say he lost his powers because of psychological distress, self-doubt, and his lack of motivation because of his financial issues, relationship problems, and educational struggles he's going through, you know? He probably just doubted his choice to be Spider-Man and hated himself because he couldn't balance his normal and superhero life. That's what I'd say.
That's so lame.
Can you hear that? He's saying you need to man up. Start being a Spider-Man and not a little spider bitch. Get off the rag, Ken!
Hey, okay. I think what you should do is take your friend to a play to help clear his head.
Yeah, I could take him to a play. Come on, Tanner, let's go to a play.
Finally, I've done it. I've created the world's largest disco ball. The power of party in the palm of my hand. Now all I need is a hot chick. Then I can party all night long.
All right, Ken, let's just sit back and watch this play while we eat my free medium french fries I get from McDonald's every week.
Honey, you must get ready. We have to go to my parents' picnic.
Honey, you know I can't go to your family's picnic because I have to go to space.
Oh, must you go?
I have to go, you ho. Now stop talking back to me. Before I Neil Armstrong you in the face.
Son, stop acting up and go to bed. It's your ADHD acting up.
What the hell is this play even about?
Am I interrupting something? Who are you? You're not part of the play.
So, you're coming with me, sweet cheeks. It's party time. P-A-R-T-Y. Because I gotta.
Ken, your powers are back! Wait a minute, why do you want to save that girl so bad?
What are you doing with me?
I want a party, and with this disco ball, you can't help but dance.
Must get jiggy with it?
The whole world will dance! Ow! No one's gonna stop my partying. No one! You're trying to stop my partying? Don't give me a refund for my pizza! Come here, you! I bet you wish you were dancing now! I'm not done with you! Time to die, Spider-Man! From dancing!
Ken, why'd you want to save that girl? Oh no, why can't I stop dancing?
Because of the disco ball I built, everyone in the world will die from dancing!
That's really dumb.
Well, the only way I'll stop it is if I get my $20 refund from my pizza!
But damn, okay man, here.
Yes! That's it? That's all I had to do, really?
Yeah, just get rid of this thing.
I don't think I can. I'm gonna have to drown it in the river!
But that's a pool.
Ken, he's dead.
Thank you so much for saving me, Spider-Man.
Get off him, bitch, he's mine. Well, guys, Ken finally got his powers back, and he defeated Dr. Octopus. He kicked his ass. Actually, that's not true. Dr. Octopus was winning. I mean, you can see what he did to Ken's mask. It was getting pretty bad. I mean, it's really a good thing he decided to grow a conscience, because he really had us on a platter there, I'm not gonna lie. But he's dead now. He decided to push the disco ball into the pool, so he drowned. I don't really know how he drowned. You'd think with all those arms, he'd be able to swim. I mean, he's an octopus. It's like literally their habitat, but... I mean, I guess his arms were made of metal, so maybe they were heavy and he just sank to the bottom and drowned? I don't know. He's dead anyway. You know, I feel kind of bad, because he really wasn't all that bad. He just wanted to make people party, you know? And really, he was only mad in the first place because we didn't give him his money back because we screwed up his pizza, so that's kind of on us. I mean, it's kind of Papa John's fault if you think about it.
So is Ken okay?
Oh, no, Ken's fine. He's my little Peter Parker, and I've got somewhere I'd like to park my Peter.
Jesus Christ, I don't know if I can take any more, dude.
Well, who's Ken gonna fight now? He's defeated all the bad guys.
Well, now we gotta do Spider-Ken 3, so, you know, it's probably gonna be some black goo and some sand. So like this video if you wanna see Spider-Ken 3. That'll be cool.
Yeah, it'd be really sick.
Yeah.
Guard, get in here!
Yes, sir?
You're telling me Spider-Man fought Dr. Octopus and you didn't get any pictures?!
Sir, I don't know what you think my job is, but I'm a cop and a doctor, but I don't work for a newspaper.
I don't care! I just want pictures of Spider-Man!
Sir, I don't really understand why you want these pictures of Spider-Man. I mean, just Google it. Like, they're everywhere.
I'll get you someday, Spider-Man!
Okay, guys, you ready to play Greedy Granny?
Yeah, dude, it's been forever since the last time we had a game night.
And tonight's the perfect night for it because it's raining outside.
How do you even play this game?
Well, you spin the spinner here, and whatever number it lands on, that's how many times you press this button, and you try to steal a treat from Granny. But if she wakes up and spits her teeth out, you lose.
She looks dead.
Oh, trust me, she's not dead. She's one of Greedy Granny.
All right, Cody, you go first.
Okay. Looks like I have to press it once. Okay. Your turn, Junior.
Okay. How many times do I gotta press it?
One time.
Can you press it for me?
Okay. Okay, get your treat.
Can you grab it for me?
Why do I have to do everything?
Because you're right there.
Okay, your turn, Joseph.
All right, my time to shine. Ooh, two times? Can you press it for me, dude?
Okay. Kind of a delayed reaction, Jeffy.
Well, I'm missing a chromosome, so it takes my brain a second to process the signal.
Marvin, did you just hear Jeffy scream?
I think so.
Well, what if he's hurt? Go check on him!
Jeffy! Stop screaming, you goober!
Marvin, go check on him!
He's fine. Oh, Cody, you lost.
Yeah, you lost, Cody.
What, how did I lose?
Because you pressed the button for Joseph.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but it was Joseph's turn.
But it was your finger that made her wake up.
Yeah, it was the pressure of your finger, dude.
Yeah, if Joseph would have pressed it, it wouldn't have went off. But since you pressed it so hard, you wanted Joseph to lose.
Well, yep.
It was going to go off no matter who pressed it.
You have a problem with Joseph. You pressed it hard so yep. She would wake up.
What? No, this is stupid. I don't want to play this game anymore.
Why? Because you cheated to make Joseph lose?
Cheater.
What? You guys are cheating.
Oh, no. All right, listen, we'll just play a different game. But, Cody, no more cheating.
Well, yeah, I'm not
Cody.
Cheating.
Come on, get it together.
Oh, there's someone at the door.
Oh, you'll get up to go check the door, but not on Jeffy?
Hello?
Hey, buddy, we're here for the surprise.
Lady, where are we?
Don't worry about that, Karen. You know what? You just stay right here while I finish getting your surprise ready.
What's going on?
Shut up. Let me come inside. Karen, you stay here.
So what's going on?
Oh, I screwed up really bad, man. Today's my wife's birthday, but I totally forgot. But I told her that I didn't forget and that I had a big surprise planned for her.
So what's the surprise?
Well, see, that's the thing. I don't really have a big surprise. I lied.
You lied?
Yeah, so I thought we could just set up a birthday party here, and I could tell it was a big surprise party that I planned a long time ago.
You want us to lie?
Yes, exactly. A big, convincing lie, yeah.
But we don't have the stuff for a party here.
Well, exactly. And that's why I brought $60 for your wife to go buy party supplies while we distract my wife.
I don't want to lie!
Bitch, please! Just help me out here! It's not that hard, okay? Look, it's not even a lie if we really do it.
Well, what kind of party supplies?
You know, like balloons and cupcakes, party shit! I don't know, go, okay? Just...
Okay!
Jesus, how do you even deal with her?
How do we distract your wife?
I don't know. Do you have anything fun?
Well, the kids are playing board games downstairs.
Yes, that's perfect. Okay, just ground all of them, and we'll take their board games and play them with my wife.
Is board games enough to distract your wife?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. My wife is an absolute dunce, okay? A complete nincompoop.
Okay, so I'll go get the board games, and you go get your wife.
Yes, I will go do that.
What are we supposed to do, Cody?
I think you're supposed to bend over in front of it and let it floss your butt crack.
I'll pass.
What are you kids doing?
We're playing board games!
Well, Jeffy, you're grounded for screaming earlier.
I was scared!
Well, it hurt my ear, so grounded.
Well, at least we can keep playing.
No, all you kids, you better go upstairs or I'm gonna tell your parents you were doing drugs.
Ah, snitch.
Well, what's your deal, dog?
Well, we're having an adult party downstairs and there's no kids allowed.
Well, I wanna go to the adult party. I'm 18.
No, it's my house, so you gotta listen to my rules, Jeffy. So all the kids upstairs.
Gee.
Now! Okay.
Hey, Karen!
Lady, it's raining outside! My hair's gonna get all frizzy!
Well, it's gonna be worth it when you see a surprise! Come on! Hey, you ready?
Yeah, I got a bunch of board games.
Oh, that's perfect. Hey, I grabbed a beer out of your fridge. I hope you don't mind.
Boydie, where are we?
Oh, you can take your blindfold off now, Karen.
Boydie, what is this?
Surprise!
Surprise!
It's a surprise party!
Boydie, you threw me a surprise party?
No, no, I would never forget your birthday. But look, we're gonna play board games before your party.
Board games? I love board games!
Yeah, I know, so just pick one.
Let's play this one.
Mm-hmm. Stir the pot. It says it roasts your friends for you. Yeah, it's a great game, super fun.
You played it before?
No, but we totally should. Yeah, let's do it.
So how do we play this game, Boyne?
Well, you draw a card, and whoever the card describes the best gets to keep the card.
Oh, how fun! I wanna go first. Who is most likely to talk through the whole movie?
That'd be you, Karen.
I do not, Boyne.
Yeah, you do. Take the card. Let's see what I got. Let's see. Who has the shortest attention span? That's another card for you, Karen.
That's not true. Oh, my God. I love this wall color. It's so orange.
Yeah, I'm just going to give you this card.
All right, my turn. All right. Who comes the least prepared? That's you because you forgot her birthday.
Shut the fuck up.
Oh, it's my turn again. Let's see. Who needs a new button.
That sounds like you again, Karen.
Boynie, that's not very nice.
Yeah, well, it's true. You need to be quieter. All right, let's see. Who has the most annoying voice? Another card for you, Karen. Wow, you're good at this game.
I don't like this game, Boynie. It's kind of mean.
Oh, I love this game.
All right, it's my turn again. All right, let's see. Who never shuts the fuck up?
Wow, Karen, another card for you. You should go pro.
Okay, you know what? It's my turn again. I'm going. Who is most likely to get offended by a joke? Well, that one's for you, Boynie.
I don't get offended. I don't get offended at anything. I love jokes. I laugh at jokes all the time. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I'm going to go again. Let's see. Who is most likely to get checked into anger management? Oh, that's another one for you, Boynie.
I don't have anger problems, Karen. I just need to be away from you.
Okay, let's see what we got. Whose phone do you want to go through the most? Let me see your phone.
Oh, you're never going anywhere near that damn thing.
I want to see your phone. Get it out,
Boynie. No, I'm going to draw a card now. Let's see. Who is most likely to start an argument for no reason? Well, that sounds like you, Karen, because you're starting shit.
Nuh-uh, Boynie. You started this whole argument during the card game.
Hold on. I got a card. How about this? Who would bitch out their grandma for not giving them enough birthday money?
Oh, yeah. That'd be me. Yeah, Gam Gam only gave me $5 for my 37th birthday. She knew I needed rent money. She's loaded. She can afford it. But Gam Gam is a stingy bitch. I hope you fucking die, Gam Gam. You know what? I don't want to play this game anymore. It's making me pissed off about Gam Gam.
Boynie, maybe you should stop drinking.
Actually, I was just thinking I need another one.
Well, I'll get a different game.
Stupid Karen starting shit.
Hey, you yelled at your wife on her birthday?
Yeah, she started it.
Well, what are you doing?
I'm getting more beer. It's the only way I'm going to get through the rest of this party.
Well, just try to calm down. You're being kind of crazy.
Yeah, well, that's up to her. Okay, I'm back.
Aw, Boynie, you brought a beer for everyone?
Good joke, Karen. You should be a comedian. No, these are all for me.
Well, I went ahead and picked out the next game. It's called Spin the Dare. And you spin the arrow, whoever it lands on picks up a card, and they have to do the dare.
Okay, cool.
Well, I'm going to spin to go first.
Well, it doesn't matter who spins first, Karen. It doesn't even matter who spins, as long as it's whoever it lands on.
Boynie, it's my birthday. I'm spinning first. You get to draw a card and do the dare.
Okay, let's see here. Let another player go through your camera roll for 2 minutes. That's not happening.
Oh, I'll go through your phone, Boynie.
You're not going through my phone, Karen.
What do you have to do with that? That's the dare.
Well, how about this? How about we can all skip one dare, but only one?
I'll remember that, Boynie.
Okay, so I have to do this dare. Let's see. Invite the last person you called who isn't already here to come join in on the fun. Oh, hell no.
Who was the last person you called?
It was Jonathan, but I only called him to tell him to stop calling me.
Boynie, invite your brother over. Call him.
That's not happening.
Then let me go through your phone.
I guess I'm calling Jonathan. Okay, it's ringing.
Hey, Brooklyn guy! You unblocked my number?
No, this is for a dare. That's the only reason I called you.
I knew you didn't hate me.
Oh, I do, but we're playing this game and it dared me to call you and invite you to Karen's birthday party.
Karen's birthday party? I'm on my way!
Oh, that's him. Hello?
Where's Karen? Because I heard there was a fire in my pants.
Is that my fireman outfit? Stop it. Stop. Stop stripping. I said stop it!
Oh, why? Doesn't Karen want a sexy stripper for her birthday?
Yeah, maybe if it was a sexy one. Look, just go home, change into a normal outfit, wash my fireman outfit, because I'm assuming you're not wearing underwear.
Nope.
Okay, yeah, wash that, and then come back and I'll let you in.
Oh, okay.
Okay, he's here, so I win the dare.
So, where's your birthday girl?
I'm right here!
Get you.
Why'd you catch it, Karen?
I don't know, Boynie.
So, have you gotten your birthday spankings yet? Because I'm going to give you 18, because there's no way you're a day over 18.
Aw, Boynie, did you hear that? He thinks I'm young.
Yeah.
Wait, I didn't miss the part where Karen gets in her birthday suit, did I?
Okay, Jonathan, just calm down and let's play this game, okay? It's called Spin the Dare, okay? So you just draw a card and you do the dare that's on the card, and it's your turn.
But, Boynie, you got to spin it.
Yeah, we're not doing that anymore. It's Jonathan's turn. Now pick a card, Jonathan.
Oh, okay. Ooh, this one's spicy. Reveal who you'd F, marry, and kill using people from your group. Well, I'd kill Brooklyn guy.
Thanks.
And then I would marry Karen.
Aww.
And then I would F Karen over and over and over and over and over.
Okay, Jonathan, okay, stop. Okay, we can all skip a dare, and you're skipping that dare, okay? Pick a different dare.
Oh, okay. Oh, this one's juicy. Take a selfie kissing the person to your left on the lips and post it on social media. Pucker up, baby.
Oh, okay. I don't want to play this game anymore. We're going to stop playing.
No! That's not fair! You can't do that! The number of rules is Karen's birthday!
We're not doing that. Jonathan. Let's play Twister instead.
Oh, hell yeah. Twister can do.
No, Twister the game.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a game.
Okay, let's set up the game. So what are the rules for Twister?
Well, you spin this spinner, and then whatever body part and color it lands on, you put that body part on that color.
But, Boynie, we don't have feet, so what happens if it spins on left foot or right foot?
Ooh, I know. I'm going to fix your board. We'll be right back. All right, so I fixed your board. So now I say Karen's butt or Karen's boobs.
We're not playing this.
Go ahead and spin, Karen.
Okay.
Butt grease! Dang it!
Rose says the party's ready.
Oh, thank God. Karen, it's time to put your blindfold back on.
Ooh, great idea, looking guy. That way she doesn't see where she's sitting.
No, it's for the party. Come on, Karen.
Okay, the party's ready.
Wow, this party actually doesn't look too bad. I did a good job.
Boynie, I can't see where I'm going.
Ooh, I'll help you just back up over here.
Oh!
Jonathan, stop spanking my wife.
Well, she needs her birthday spankings anyway. 17 more.
Karen, you can take the blindfold off.
Oh, okay. Oh!
Stop it, Jonathan.
16 more.
Boynie, you set this up just for me?
Yeah, I sure did. I set all this up months ago. Cupcakes are stale as fuck.
Boynie, all those mean jokes you were making were just to distract me from you setting up a surprise birthday party?
Yep, that. All of the things you just said, all of that is right, yeah. Yeah, so we should light these candles.
Ooh, Karen, I bet if you just touch the candles, they'll set on fire, because you're hot.
Ooh!
Damn it, Jonathan, stop spanking her! I'm gonna go get the lighter. Okay, lit the candles. Let's sing a happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Ow!
Happy birthday to you.
Ah!
Happy birthday to Karen.
Ow!
Now give me a piece of that cake.
Jonathan!
I wish Boynie would give me a big kiss.
That's really weird. You said Jonathan wrong.
Come here, Boynie. Give me smooches. Oh, you taste like beer, Boynie.
I know.
I love you, Boynie. Thank you so much for my party. It's the best birthday ever.
Yeah, I love you too, Karen.
Guys, what do you want to do today?
All right, guys, I've been on TikTok and I gotta ask, who would win in a fight, 100 men or a gorilla?
Oh, the 100 men, easily. There's 100 of them.
Right? They will overwhelm that stupid-ass gorilla.
Oh, yeah, easy question.
Guys, I don't think you understand how strong gorillas are.
I don't think you understand how strong 100 men are.
Yeah, like muscular-ass bodybuilders?
Well, it doesn't matter. A gorilla's like 10 times stronger than the average adult man.
Okay, so it would only take 11 men to kill him, because if he's 10 times stronger, the 11th man would be too much.
No, I don't think you understand. A gorilla can bench press like 4,000 pounds.
Okay, but... Well, I mean, I'm not asking your mom to fight the gorilla. Yeah, the gorilla would barely be able to lift your fat-ass mom. But listen, the question was 100 men or a gorilla.
No, my point is if everybody runs at the gorilla's going to flail around. He's going to start hitting people and ripping people apart.
Okay, but you understand, the first few men might die, they might get killed, they might get hurt, but all those people are going to start dogpiling that stupid-ass gorilla. And I'm dying, and then we snap his neck.
Mm. Well, now, you guys know gorillas bite, right? Like, their bite is stronger than a lion.
He can't bite all of them at once.
Yeah, he won't be able to bite him when he's putting a full Nelson.
Ooh.
You're not going to put him in any kind of Nelson.
What if we call Liam Nelson? He has a certain set of skills. He can put him in a Nelson.
You mean Liam Neeson?
Yeah, he'll put him in a full Neeson.
No, there's not going to be any Neesons. The gorilla's going to kick their ass.
Listen, with the right roster of men, that gorilla's going down in 10 seconds.
Bro, I'm telling you, if we get John Jones, John Cena, John Travolta, John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt, and Papa John's, nigga, we unstoppable.
That's a lot of Johns.
And Kim Jong-un.
Yeah, of course.
Why Kim Jong-un?
Isn't he a good-ass leader?
Yeah, he'll make sure that gorilla starves to death and never has any rights.
I thought this was a fist fight.
Okay, we'll also bring in Tom Hanks.
What, Tom Hanks? What does he know about fighting gorillas?
He voiced Woody in Toy Story.
He knows a thing or two.
I don't see what that has to do with anything.
I really want to meet him, and so would the gorilla. He'd be starstruck.
Ooh, Quentin Tarantino. Foot-loving ass.
Yeah.
Wait, you guys are just naming celebrities you want to meet.
Okay, let me just break it down how easy that gorilla would die. Listen, this is how it happened.
Okay, what would happen is the 100 men would circle the gorilla, and Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Stone Cold Steve Austin would be leading the group. Stone Cold Steve Austin would give the gorilla a Stone Cold Stunner, and The Rock would follow up with the People's Elbow. And then John Cena would come out of nowhere because he's invisible and give the gorilla an attitude adjustment. And then all the men all at once would jump on the gorilla and dogpile him. The weight of all the humans would be too much for the gorilla, and while he was laying down on the ground, the men would choke him out, and the ref would come out of nowhere and go, 1, 2, 3, ding, 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 it's over, it's over. The 100 men easily win.
Dude, I couldn't have said it any better.
I like how John Cena's invisible. It seems like mostly you think these three wrestlers could kill a gorilla by themselves.
I mean, honestly, these three wrestlers probably could kill the gorilla. The other 97 men would just be there to cheer him on.
Yeah, and tire him out of shit.
Okay, let me tell you what would actually happen.
What would really happen is the gorilla would have a fucking field day. It would be like recess for him. The 100 men would run at the gorilla, and he would just swing his arms, knocking the men to the ground, and then he would jump on top of the men, crushing them and ripping their limbs off. He would never even give them a chance to dogpile on top of them because he would be so busy swinging his arms and biting men's faces off. It would be easy claps for the gorilla.
Oh, my bad, dude. Your story put me to sleep.
Yeah, we don't want to hear your fiction bullshit.
Fiction? That's what would really happen. It would be a bloodbath. Do you guys know that gorillas can run up to 25 miles an hour and jump 10 feet forward?
And we got Usain Bolt for his bitch ass.
The fastest man on the planet. Mm-hmm. And we also have Steph Curry, the greatest three-point shooter of all time.
Ooh, he gonna hurt his feelings when we shoot them threes.
Oh, my God. When he shoots a half court and swishes that bitch, that gorilla's gonna go, I'm done. I give up.
Walk out the damn gym.
Imagine if LeBron James one-on-one with the gorilla. It's over.
Okay. Easily.
Are we fighting or playing basketball?
Okay, think about this. Think about this, Cody. We literally have some of the biggest humans on the earth, like the most strongest men on the planet. Imagine the Eagles defense from the Super Bowl going after that gorilla. Oh, they'd bring his ass down. You saw what they did to Patrick Mahomes, right?
But Patrick Mahomes is not a gorilla.
The Eagles got to Mahomes without blitzing one time. It was 34-0 at one point.
Number one defense in the nation.
Okay, but that's football. This is a fist fight.
Okay, think about this. The 2014 Seahawks, the 2020 Buccaneers, and the 2024 Eagles all rushing that gorilla.
Oh,
done.
Bro, top tier.
Get Cam Chancellor from the Seahawks. Oh,
the legend himself.
Oh, my God. You got Von Miller from the Broncos. Done.
Bro, you're being greedy now.
I don't know who these people are.
Just know that gorilla be mincemeat if these grown-ass men just looked at that goddamn gorilla.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I don't know who they are, but it doesn't matter because it's still a gorilla.
Oh, I don't give a shit. Cody, listen, think about this. Honestly, with a good leader, us three could take down a gorilla.
Who, Kim Jong-un?
But no, me as a leader.
Oh, my bad.
Hey, listen, Cody, think about this. We are humans. We have thumbs and fingernails and eyes. What does a gorilla have?
But it has muscles and fangs. It can rip people apart with its bare hands. They do that all the time.
He doesn't speak English.
Yeah, we have English. We can literally roast his mom.
We're not going to argue with the gorilla. It's just going to kill us.
And we hurt his feelings. I'd be like, oh, where'd you get those? You ain't got no sneaks on.
What are those, little bitch?
Yeah, can a gorilla hit the Kwan?
It cannot hit the Kwan, and it doesn't know what a Kwan is. It doesn't care.
Listen, Cody, think about this. This is my plan. If all three of us went after a gorilla, this is how we take down a gorilla. Joseph would jump on its back and claw its eyes out, right? Yeah. And it's going, oh, I can't see. Then you kick it in the nuts. And then when it's on the ground, writhing in pain, we grab its head, all three of us, and we snap its neck. Ooh. Oh, my God. We pray in that gorilla around the town.
Yeah. We would never even hurt the gorilla. They're so big, and they're so strong, and their skin is so thick.
Okay. Well, I could still bite it. It'd still hurt, even though you could bite his nuts.
I'm not going to bite a gorilla's nuts.
Aren't you into this, though?
Yeah.
Yet not one gorilla's, though.
Okay, watch this. Let's go out in the woods, and if we see a gorilla, let's attack it.
Okay, we're not going to see a gorilla out in the wilderness in Florida.
I'm sure we will. Where else do you find gorillas?
I don't know. They live in, like, freaking Africa, Asia. I don't know.
Okay, and America. Oh, you just named off two countries that start with A.
Okay, one of those, they're not countries, okay? Let's go look for a fucking gorilla. Okay. Why not? Fuck it, we're not going to find one.
Guys, look! A real gorilla!
No way, dude! We actually found one!
Guys, the only reason I agreed to come out here is because I didn't think we'd actually find a gorilla. And now that I'm actually looking at one, I just want to go home.
Aw, oh, man, come on, dude. Don't pussy out on us now.
Yeah, we have a plan, Cody.
Your plan is not gonna work.
Oh, come on, Cody. If a few humans can fight back on United 93, then we can kill a gorilla.
They were fighting terrorists that were humans.
With box cutters? This gorilla doesn't have a fucking box cutter, Cody.
He doesn't need a box cutter. He has fangs and muscles.
Our plan is perfect. Joseph's gonna jump on his back, mm-hmm. claw his eyes out, and then you're gonna kick him in the nuts, and when he's rolling on the ground...
Go on, Junior.
When he's rolling on the ground in pain from you kicking in the nuts, then we're all three gonna grab his head and snap his neck.
It's not gonna work, Junior. He's crazy strong.
Dude, my fingernails are sharp as fuck. I'm gonna scratch those eyes out.
Yeah, do it, Joseph. Go.
Oh, yeah. Let's go.
Ooh, it's about to be Harambe part two in this bitch. Say bye-bye to the mind.
Joseph, claw his eyes out.
He's fucking killing him, Junior.
My fucking arm.
Well, that's because he ripped him off, Joseph.
Oh, kick him in the eyes, Joseph. Kick him in the eyes.
Ah, my fucking head.
All right, Cody, go kick him in the nuts.
Fuck that!
Wait, Joseph didn't die for no reason, Cody. Stick to the plan. Kick him in the nuts so he can snap his neck. Go!
Hey, Mr. Gorilla. Oh, what's that up there? Is that Winnie the Pooh? Oh, shit. Junior, it has a vagina! It's a girl gorilla! That's why it's called Gorilla Grip!
Cody, I'm so sorry. We didn't plan for a girl gorilla, but I have another plan. If you go up and suck on her nipples, she'll think that you're one of her babies, and not gonna snap her neck.
Junior, she broke my ocular sockets and my nose with one fucking punch.
Well, look, you already took it like a man, right? You're a man, you already got bitched, so you can go do it again, okay? Go suck those nipples.
Baby want milky. Oh, God. I'm so sorry. I said you'd win.
Come on, Cody. You don't tell it you're going to suck at nipples.
Junior, take me to the fucking hospital. It just ripped my hair clean off.
Oh, Cody, your injuries aren't that bad.
They're pretty fucking bad, Junior. My whole body hurts. I think it broke every bone in my body.
We're not giving up now, Cody. Joseph didn't die for no reason.
No, Junior, this is exactly when we give up. Look at him. He's drinking a bottle of water. She didn't even break a fucking sweat.
Oh, okay, listen, Cody. Here's what we're going to do to her, okay? I have a new plan.
No. No more plans. I'm not going back over there.
I'm not asking you to fight her anymore. I think you go up to her and tell her that we give up. Say she won, all right?
She's not gonna listen, Junior. She's a fucking gorilla.
Listen, you're gonna tell her that she won, and while she's distracted talking to you, shaking your hand, I'm gonna jump on her back and claw her eyes off.
It's not gonna fucking work, Junior. It's not gonna fucking work.
Cody, just go tell her we give up. Go tell her we give up.
Hey there. So, you won. Congrats. I just wanted to tell you we give up now. So yeah, you just destroy that water. Yeah, I would actually love some water.
Sorry, Cody. Penelope texted me. I had to reply.
Thanks for the backup, Junior. Can we go home now?
Did she rip your face off?
Yes, she did.
Okay. Well, we'll be back, and we're gonna kill you this next time.
No, because we're not coming back.
Yeah, we are coming back, because it's at 100 men versus a gorilla, not 3 kids. So when we come back, your ass is going down, because you ain't shit. You're just get up again. Okay, Cody, I called you a doctor.
You know what's weird, Junior? This doesn't even hurt. I think the gorilla ripped out the part of my brain that handles pain, so I can't see, but at least it doesn't hurt. Hey there, somebody call a doctor? Holy cocksucking motherfucking shitballs, what the fuck? What happened to you? You want to tell him, Junior?
You know the question everyone's asking, who'd win in a fight, 100 men or a gorilla?
Oh, yeah, it's so stupid. The gorilla would obviously fuck them up. Oh, my God, don't tell me you idiots actually tried it. Oh, no, we tried something much stupider. We tried it with 3 people. 3 people? What, do you guys have a death wish? Tell them what happened to Joseph, Junior.
So Joseph was supposed to jump on the back of the gorilla and claw its eyes out, and the gorilla, there was a female gorilla. And so we didn't plan for it to be a female.
And why does that matter?
Well, the females have smaller eyes.
Yeah, well, I don't have any eyes.
Well, listen, the gorilla grabbed Joseph and ripped his head off.
And what happened to you? Where are your injuries?
He
doesn't have any. Don't worry. He was coaching like Kim Jong-un.
Yeah, I was trying to be the leader of the group like Kim Jong-un.
Oh, and what went wrong, Junior?
See, he was a female gorilla. See, you were supposed to kick him in the nuts. He didn't have nuts. He had a puss.
Yeah, it was a female. That was the problem. Not that it was a fucking gorilla.
Okay, listen, honestly, now that I've seen the outcome, you know, it took Albert Einstein 1,000 times to make a light bulb.
Are you sure the gorilla didn't hit you in the head at least once? Because Albert Einstein didn't invent the fucking light bulb.
Well, what I'm saying is whoever made the light bulb, it took him a long time. It took him tries, right? It took multiple tries, and we would have had 100 men easily. Like the 3 guys, maybe we did it wrong. But
maybe we did.
Yeah, and so now looking at it now, I would do it differently. I think we could have definitely, like, all just jumped on the gorilla's back.
I wouldn't have done it at all. I think this whole thing was a mistake.
So who do you think would win in a fight, 100 men or a rhino?
Oh, that's a good question. Probably the rhino.
No, not if we all jumped on the rhino.
Shut the fuck up, Junior!
Why are you nerds reading? What are you reading, Joseph?
I'm reading Naruto.
That's cool.
Yup.
What are you reading, Mikey?
Vegetables!
What are you reading, Cody?
I'm reading a biography about myself.
Wait, about yourself?
Yeah, it's about my entire life right up to this very minute.
What part are you on?
I'm at the part where you ask me what I'm reading and I tell you it's a biography about myself.
Oh, skip ahead. What happens?
Oh, let's see.
Oh, it says we get demonetized again.
Again?
Yeah. Let me skip ahead even more. What? We get sued again? Why? Oh, we tried to use one of the plushies.
We'll skip ahead at the end.
Okay, let me see. It says Elon Musk buys YouTube and deletes our channel. I guess he's not a fan.
What's about to happen the next minute?
Well, oh, look at that. We're going to get a new teacher. The principal's about to come in laughing maniacally.
I finally found him! The perfect teacher. You brats thought you wouldn't have to go through summer school because you made two teachers quit. But I finally found him. The perfect teacher. Someone more evil than me. Evil incarnate. The devil himself.
Quit.
Meet Satan.
I actually prefer Craig.
Meet Craig. He's just being friendly. See, he'll make you murder your parents.
Oh, I don't know about that. That's a little hardcore for me.
Don't listen to him. He knows Osama bin Laden himself.
It's true. We played Jenga together. But he makes us play with two towers, and I don't think he knows how to play, because he just kind of knocks them over. But hey, I always win.
The devil always wins. That's what I'm talking about, Craig. Listen, Satan. I want you to teach these little brats, but I want you to torture them. I don't want them to feel any type of... fucking fun. I want them to feel pain.
Okay.
Yeah. So listen to the devil, kids. Toodaloo.
Whoa, Cody, that book was right. What happens next?
I think we should just watch and find out.
Okay.
Hello, class. I am the devil. But you can call me Craig. And I am going to be your teacher for the summer school. And I am only going to do evil things. So first, you are all going to bring your pencils up to me so I can sharpen them until they are very tiny like these. How will you hold on to something so tiny? Oh, it's so evil. Now come bring up your pencils.
That's something we already do with our pencils.
Oh, well, in that case, you have to keep your pencils normal size. So evil. Okay, so for my next evil lesson, I know. We're going to color, but only using white crayons on white paper. Ha ha ha, how pointless and evil. Look at this, you can't even see it on the paper. Why do they make this? It's so evil.
Teacher, can I use the bathroom?
I don't know. Can you? You see, I could have said yes because I know you have to use the bathroom, but instead I decided to be evil and waste everybody's time by being an asshole because you said, can I use the restroom instead of may I use the restroom? Who gives a fuck? Go ahead, go use it.
Too late. I already crapped in my pants.
Good, that was my intention. So stinky, so poopy your pants are. So now, for my next lesson, I'm going to teach you the alphabet with the help of my assistant, Billy.
What's up, everybody? My name's Billy. Yeah! Today, I'm going to be teaching you your A-zabet. So say it with me, class. A is for AIDS. B is for blood infected with AIDS. C is for crack needle with AIDS. D is for damn it, I have AIDS. E is for everybody should have AIDS. F is for fuck, I have AIDS. G is for good, I have AIDS. H is for hey, you want AIDS? Igloo AIDS.
How much longer does this go on for?
It's for cheese. I got AIDS.
He's doing the whole outfit.
It's for knife AIDS. L is for lame. You don't have AIDS. M is for Mickey Mouse AIDS. N is for now you have AIDS. O is for oops, you have AIDS. P is for penis AIDS. Q is for queef AIDS. R is for raccoon AIDS. S is for shit, you have AIDS. T is for totally AIDS. U is for uh-oh, I have AIDS. V is for ventricular AIDS. W is for whoop-dee-doo, I have AIDS. X is for X-ray AIDS. Y is for you have AIDS. And C is for zero chance of you not having AIDS after listening to this whole alphabet.
Thank you very much, Billy. Any questions, class?
Try to say it again.
Dear God, don't say all that again.
Okay, class. Now we're going to teach you manners. So Billy here is going to be an old lady trying to cross the street.
Oh, no. I'm a weak old lady with AIDS, and I need to cross the street to get to my doctor's appointment for my AIDS.
So this is what you do, class. Excuse me, old lady, do you need help crossing the street?
Oh, yes. I'm a weak old lady with AIDS, and I need help crossing the street to get to my AIDS appointment.
Too bad. Get out of my way, AIDS lady. See, that's how it's done, class.
Yeah, I would have done the same thing, except I would have also stabbed her with an AIDS needle.
You could also do that.
These guys suck at being evil.
Okay, class, now we're going to teach you about supply and demand. So we're going to give you an example of low supply and high demand.
Excuse me, sir. One AIDS, please.
Sorry, sir. I'm fresh out of AIDS.
Damn it. I really needed some AIDS.
See, class, that was an example of low supply and high demand, which causes inflation.
And for me to be angry.
Now I'm going to give you an example of high supply and low demand. Oh, no. Whatever am I going to do with all of this AIDS?
Ooh, give me.
No, Billy, this is supposed to be an example of low demand. You're not supposed to want the AIDS.
Not supposed to want the AIDS. I'm always going to want the AIDS. I love me some AIDS.
Well, I know, but this is supposed to be low demand.
Yeah, but use something else, because I'm always going to want AIDS. It's AIDS, man.
Well, Billy, you can't have more AIDS. Once you already have AIDS, you can't have more.
Oh, yeah? You want to bet? I'm going to get all the AIDS. I'm going to have the Guinness Book of World Records for the most AIDS.
You can't have the most AIDS.
I have AIDS times 12. Hey, class, what's AIDS times 12? It's AIDS! Everything multiplied by AIDS is AIDS!
Okay, Billy, I think it's time for you to go.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm going to take the AIDS needle with me.
Now I have AIDS.
Excuse me, teacher, are we going to ever actually learn anything?
What do you mean? I've been teaching you stuff all day about being evil. Like this. Like don't recycle, because who even cares? You know, throw your plastic bottles away in the regular trash. Like, use plastic straws. It doesn't matter. They're much better than paper straws. Those are yucky. Who cares if it kills a few sea turtles? What are they even good for? Helping Nemo's dad? I mean, clownfish only live like 8 to 12 years, so Nemo's gotta be dead by now, right? You know, and he had a busted fin, so there's no way he even lived that long anyway. Probably got eaten by an eel or something. I don't know.
Excuse me, Mr. Teacher, you're really bad at being evil. Like, you really suck at it. Like, I don't even think you're a bad person.
You're right. I'm a terrible devil. My father told me I'd never be evil enough. Oh, I can't do this. I'm so sorry, kids.
Wait a minute. What if I put this straw in the pencil sharpener? That could be pretty fucking evil.
Well, that was pretty anticlimactic. Okay, I'm sorry, kids. Bye.
What, he just left just like that?
Yeah, I guess so.
Wow, we have no teacher. Can you tell me what happens next?
Okay. Oh, it looks like the principal's coming back.
I hate my fucking life. God, kill me.
Oh, hey, kids. Well, first off, congratulations. You made the devil quit. That's a huge achievement. Yeah, I'm proud of you guys. And summer's over, so I guess you guys passed summer school.
Yeah!
Shut the fuck up! I'm talking! Did I say you can talk? Shh! Not a damn peach! Shh! Anyway. Regular school starts tomorrow, so... Shut the hell up! What did I say? I just said shh! I'm talking! Shh! Class is dismissed.
Yeah!
Hey! I'm talking! Right here! My mouth is fucking moving! Shh! Shut the fuck... Shh!
Yay!
Heck yeah.
I'm gonna go watch my dad beat Miss Fitzpatrick.
Okay.
What's the next video gonna be, Cody?
Oh, let me see. It says Jeffy gets a Russian mail order bride.
What?
I don't know, that's what it says.
Shaz, I love being a billionaire.
I know, you tell me every day, sir.
Shaz, feed me chocolate. Oh.
Very well, sir.
Throw it in my mouth. Spanking for missing and being bad at throwing.
Two, sir.
You have two assets, Shaz. You want me to hit the hole?
No, sir, please.
All right, Shaz, now fetch me my phone. I want to look at the stock market.
Very well, sir.
Hey! What are you doing in my house? You're the gardener. You're supposed to be outside. Get the fuck out.
I'm sorry. I'm looking for my hedge clippers.
You're not going to find your hedge clippers in my fucking living room. Now go! Charge! Help!
What, sir?
Stinky's in the house. Get him out.
I don't know why he's in here.
Hey! Get out of the fucking house!
Can I use your bathroom first,
New York? No, use my bathroom? Fuck the... No, you can't use my bathroom! You shit in the yard! You dig a hole, you take a shit, and you plant an orange tree! Naranhof! Now get!
Okay.
Chives, never let that happen again.
I will have a talk with the gardener.
Yes, you will. Chives, did you see where a CEO of a healthcare company was shot outside his hotel?
Oh, I did hear about that. Shot in broad daylight.
Why didn't his bodyguard protect him?
Well, he didn't have a bodyguard.
Didn't have a bodyguard? Chives, I don't have a bodyguard. What if someone tries to shoot me?
Well, then I would be very happy.
Chives.
But unfortunately, I'm not that lucky.
Chives, I think I need a bodyguard.
And who would want to kill you?
I don't know, Chives. Everyone loves me.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we should get a bodyguard just in case. So what I want you to do is I want you to find every bodyguard you can think of and let's have an audition.
Very well, sir.
Oh, God damn it. Fuck out!
All right, sir, I have arranged several interviews for your bodyguard position.
Okay, send them in.
Very well, sir. The first candidate is a gentleman named Screwball.
Screwball?
Screwball, yes.
All right, come on in. I have a question. The fuck are you doing? You're dressed like a clown. You look like a dickhead. Do you even know what this job's supposed to be for?
Well, Mr. Businessman, I saw the flyer and saw that you were hiring.
Well, this is for a bodyguard position, not a little kid's birthday party.
I'm actually not allowed within 500 feet of kids or a Chuck E. Cheese.
Okay. So I have a question for you. Let's say an assassin's trying to kill me. How would you protect me?
Well, I'd pull out my snake balloon because people are afraid of snakes. And I'd go...
Fuck out of here.
I'm sorry. Did I get the job?
We'll call you.
But you don't have my number. Ow! That wasn't very nice.
Chives, the next one better be good because I don't know what the hell that was.
Well, it is a public application, sir. Anyone can apply.
Well, maybe it should be a little less public. Who's the next one?
The next candidate's name is Shrek.
Shrek?
Yes, sir.
The ogre guy?
Yes, sir.
Oh, donkey, I'm here for the job interview of being a bodyguard.
Well, you're definitely big, so if someone tries to shoot me, you can take a bullet for me and all that fat.
Yes, I can, business donkey. My ass has gotten pretty fat from all the cheesecake. So I do have one question, business donkey. How many snack breaks do I get? And how many bathroom breaks do I get? Because, you see, I have to shit for at least 6 hours of the day. You see, my asshole gets clogged, and I call it constipate. So it takes about 6 hours for me to break through the barrier and release the demon from my bowels, Mr. Business Donkey. And then I'm going to need about about 4 hours to sit there and think about it and recover. Then I need another 3 hours to wipe. But also sometimes I do let it crust. So guilty as charged on the crust. So I always shit, but I don't always wipe. So sometimes pizza crust, sometimes wipey wipe, but always shitty shit.
I'm sorry, the position has been filled. It was nice meeting you.
Well, darn it! That's okay. But do you mind if I take a shit in your bathroom before I leave?
No, I'm sorry. My toilets have weight limits, so please leave.
All right, see you later. I'm gonna go home and have some Sarah Lynch's cake!
Did he just fly away by flapping his arms?
He did, sir.
Well, fuck the Wright brothers, I guess. Who's next, Chives? Because these candidates have not been good.
I'm sorry, sir. The next candidate's name is Woody.
Woody? Like when your wieners are?
No, sir. Like, his name is Woody.
Chewy boy!
My name's Woody, and I'm here for the job interview.
Ooh, a sheriff. It would be nice to have someone with law enforcement experience. So if someone was trying to kill me, how would you protect me?
Well, I'd see him coming from miles away with my binoculars. And I usually use these to hunt shrimpos. And when I see the shrimpo, I do the call.
That's enough. Hush. We'll definitely call you. You're at the top of the list.
All right, good. I'll see you later.
Chives, what the fuck? These candidates suck. First you give me a clown, then you give me an ogre, and now you got me a mental patient? Where are all the good bodyguard candidates?
I'm sorry, sir. The next candidate's name, it's Crush.
Crush? Hell yeah, that sounds badass. Send him in.
Hope he is.
Oh, look at this house, man. It's like way up here, dude. It's like cuckoo-ca-choo. So, like, what's this even about, man? Because I'm looking, and I'm seeing people that are looking like I'm about to join the fucking Men in Black, dude. Like, shoot some fucking aliens and wipe people's fucking minds. This could be righteous.
This is a bodyguard position to protect my life. So how would you save me if someone was trying to kill me?
Alright, so let me tell you what's gonna happen, man. Like, Spider-Man's gonna come down from the shit, like, upside down, dude. And then Dr. Octoose and the Green Goober are gonna be going at it. And I'm gonna be in the Batmobile, hotboxing that motherfucker, dude! And then Batman's gonna be like, where's my car, dude? And Robin's gonna be like, where's your car, dude? And then Batman's gonna be like, it was just right here, dude. And then Robin's gonna be like, you got a tattoo. And Batman's gonna be like, what'd it say? And Robin's gonna be like, where's your car, dude? But to be honest with you, man, I don't really like violence. I prefer to, like, roll a fatty and then just, like, talk to the dude, right? Like about the stars and stuff. Like the Little Dipper and the Big Dipper. And you know what's fucked up, man? You know what's really screwed up? Is when some people are the Big Dipper and some people are the Little Dipper. Dude, sometimes I feel like I'm the Little Dipper, dude. And that's just not fucking cool, dude. Like sometimes I just want to be the Big Dipper, right?
Are you done? We drug test. I'm sorry.
Fuck, man. I thought I totally had it. I thought I was going to be part of the Men in Black.
No, no Men in Black here. Chives, please tell me that all these other candidates were just jokes and you actually have a real legit candidate lined up.
Well, there is one more candidate, sir. His name is Craig and he called himself the Devil.
Oh, the Devil. That sounds scary. That sounds like he's a killer. So, where is he?
Well, he was supposed to be here by now.
Wait, it is I, the Devil.
Please tell me he's going to hell.
Yep, first class ticket.
Well, at least it's first class and I don't have to sit with the poor that's going to hell. So how would you protect me if someone was trying to kill me?
I would just let them kill you because how evil. I'm supposed to be a bodyguard, but I'm going to let you die.
Well, obviously you're not getting the job, you fucking dickhead. Get out of here. Chives, I need some fresh air. Drive me around in my Lamborghini.
Very well, sir.
Hey, Dottie, peep the fit.
That's a hot dog costume, Jeffy.
Wiener time.
What?
Wiener time!
Oh, that's right, Marvin, I forgot. It's Wiener Friday. We have to eat hot dogs.
Wiener Friday? Wouldn't it make more sense if it was Wiener Wednesday?
Well, it used to be, Marvin, but now it's Wonton Soup Wednesday.
Okay, well, let's wait for next Wednesday to be Wiener Wednesday.
Nope, that's Wheat Bread Wednesday.
What? Wheat Bread Wednesday.
Wiener time!
Jeffy, we don't have any hot dogs.
Hot dog time!
Oh, Marvin, you could go to the gas station and get hot dogs that they have on those roller things.
Those are disgusting.
Jeffy will eat them.
Hot dog time? Wiener time.
I'm not going
hot
to the gas station.
Hot dog time? Wiener time.
That's a long drive. I'm not
hot
going.
Hot dog time?
I'm not doing
wiener
it.
Wiener time. You're not, you're hot not. Dog time? Wiener
no,
time.
No, I'm not.
Hot dog time? Wiener
okay,
time.
Okay, fine. I'll
I'll get you a goddamn hot dog.
Hot dog time.
Chimes, where did you take me? What is this poor place?
This is the gas station, sir. The car needs gas to move.
Well, why don't I just put money in it?
Well, that's what the gas is, sir.
Well, hurry up.
Very well, sir.
No, come on, damn thing.
What's going on, Chives?
It says, please see cashier.
Well, go in there and see him.
I can't. You have to be the one to go in there. It's your card.
Oh, fine. But if I go in there and catch some poor disease, I'm going to be pissed.
Hello, thank you for coming to the gas station. What can I do for you?
Smells so poor in here. Wait, what are these things?
Scratch-offs, you can win money.
Money, you say?
Excuse me, where are the hot dogs?
Marvin, what are you doing at the gas station? You don't have money for things.
Well, I was just going to buy some hot dogs.
Hot dogs? So you have money for hot dogs, but you don't have money to pay your house payment.
Well, my family, they're just kind of hungry.
Well, my bank account's hungry for your house payment. But show me these hot dogs.
Okay, here's the hot dogs.
Ew, poor! Marvin, these hot dogs are just rolling around on a table?
Yeah, you grab one and eat it.
This is like some sort of hot dog petting zoo. You can come up and just pet them. You can even feed them ketchup and mustard if you want to.
But listen, I just need to grab a few. I gotta eat them.
You're going to eat this, Marvin? How do you know a homeless man didn't come in here and rub his dick all over him?
I don't know that.
So you're willing to take that gamble? Marvin, how do you know? There's no cameras in here or anything to see if a homeless man put his dick on it.
Listen, it's wiener time.
Wiener time? That is not a thing, Marvin.
I just need to grab a few because for Jeffy and my wife.
Wiener time. You know what, Marvin? Let's go talk to the guy and see how much these hot dogs are. Come on.
I think they're like a dollar.
Hey, 9/11, how much are the hot dogs rolling around on the table over there?
$3?
Marvin, if you pull out $3 right now, you don't owe a house payment.
I was going to use my credit card.
That's still my money, so no! Sorry, sir. We're not buying anything. Marvin here gets a banana.
Congratulations.
And your family will thank me because at least they won't have to eat something that had a dick all over it. And if someone put the dick on the banana, at least they could pull the peel back.
Freeze! Give me all the money in the register!
Ah!
Oh, you look like you have money. Give me your money now or you die!
What does that smell?
Is that banana? I am allergic to banana! Blah.
Marvin! You saved my life!
I didn't do anything.
Marvin, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna hire you to be my bodyguard. So all you gotta do is just follow me around for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Well, I gotta get home with
this. No! You're coming with me. Your first mission is to watch me while I sleep. Come on.
I'm not gonna steal that.
Marvin's goddamn banana. Alright, Marvin. You stand right there and you watch me sleep. And if anyone tries to break into that window, you kill them.
I don't have a weapon.
Well, you karate chop that motherfucker, Marvin!
Okay.
Alright. Chives, where's my milk?
Right here, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry, Chives. I didn't know my arms were 30 fucking feet long. I didn't know my arms were 29 fucking feet long. Good boy. What? Chives, did you shave your pubes and put it in my milk?
Yes.
You drink it. That's going to be your dinner.
Oh, sorry, my phone's ringing.
Marvin, part of the job is no phones. You better not answer that phone.
Hello?
Marvin, you're supposed to let it go to voicemail.
Marvin, where are you? The gas station isn't that far away.
I got a job.
At the gas station?
No, Goodman was at the gas station and he was hiring a bodyguard, so I have to watch him all night.
That's weird, Marvin.
Wiener time!
Chica keeps saying wiener time.
Wiener time!
Right, baby, wiener time's gonna have to be later.
Marvin, don't you talk dirty to your wife! That's gross!
Baby, I gotta go. Bye.
Wiener time, Marvin? That's crazy if that's how she asked for it.
But is it...
Wiener time. All this wiener time talk's making me want wiener time. Quinceañera! Wiener time!
Right now, Mr. Goodman?
Yes, you get under here.
Okay.
Marvin, you watch the whole time.
What?
You gotta make sure she doesn't kill me.
What? I don't want to watch this, please.
Look into my eyes, Marvin.
No!
Marvin, did you fall asleep?
No, I didn't.
Liar! I sleep with my eyes open. I saw the whole thing.
Listen, can I go home? I've been up all night.
No, Marvin, it's a 24-hour job.
What?
Now you have to take me to the bank.
But the bank for what?
I count my money every morning, so you have to take me to the bank. You're my bodyguard.
Oh, okay.
All right, come on.
I'm so tired.
All right, Marvin, you watch my back while I count my money.
Good morning, Mr. Goodman. How are you today?
Rich, as always. Last night I gave my maid in Alabama Hot Pocket my buddy Marvin here a watch, didn't you, Marvin?
It was disgusting.
Marvin, don't be
rude, turn around and say
hi.
Time to die, Goodman.
Marvin, I told you to watch my back.
I turned my back for literally 1 second.
I've been waiting a long time for this.
Oh, well, let me just grab my... Marvin, hurry up and shoot him! Shoot him! Stop it, then shoot him! Why are you not shooting him?
Move out of the way.
Marvin, you're fired!
All right, time to die. Oh. Wait, it's Jim. Oh,
come on. Marvin, hurry up! It's Jim! Cry, chop him!
Ouch! Oh, my God, my nose hurts.
Oh,
now it's fixed.
Oh, hold on. Before you kill me, how much are they paying you to kill me?
$10,000.
$10,000? I'll pay you $20,000 not to kill me. I'll pay you $30,000 to tell me who hired you.
Deal. It was the gardener.
The gardener? The gardener doesn't have $10,000. Maybe he has 10,000 pesos.
Well, yeah, that's what he was going to pay me.
Okay, look, I'll tell you what. I'll pay you 50,000 pesos not to kill me, and you go kill the gardener.
Deal.
Oh. Sorry, Marvin, but you're fired.
Okay.
So, you ever heard of Wienerfam?
Santa Claus to bring me my Christmas present tomorrow.
What do you want Santa to bring you this year, Jeffy?
I want him to bring me a 13-inch Apple iPad Pro, 2 terabyte with nanoglass technology, only $2,600. But before you freak out, Santa Claus can make it for free.
A $2,600 iPad, Jeffy?
Yes, but Santa Claus can make it for free.
Santa Claus doesn't make iPads, Jeffy.
Yes, he does. Some of his elves are Chinese for the cheap labor, so you know they're bing bong as shit.
Jeffy, his elves aren't Chinese.
Marvin, don't yell at Jeffy on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, don't yell at me on Christmas Eve. And by the way, if you're waiting till now to get me a Christmas present, you're too late. So C-minus on being prepared.
We do not have $2,600 to spend on an iPad.
Well, maybe if you got a job, we would.
Oh, here we go. If you had a job, we'd have money too.
Hey, I tried, okay? I was assaulted.
You were assaulted. You were supposed to drop the food off at the door and not take a picture of a guy's wiener out for DoorDash.
Well, why did he leave the door open?
Okay, you know what? I think we should just cancel Christmas. Christmas is too expensive. Everybody wants gifts. All it costs is money. We don't have any money. We're canceling Christmas.
No, Marvin, you're not going to do this. You're not going to ruin Christmas.
You just ruined Christmas by bringing up that I don't have a job.
You should have a job.
You should have one, too.
Well, I tried.
Well, if you guys just write down what you want and tell Santa Claus, and as long as you're on the nice list, he'll bring it to you.
Santa Claus isn't real.
Okay. Now, you and I both know that's a lie because I had a lightsaber battle with him last year. And also, Big Kringle's big chilling at the mall.
Marvin is just mad because he's on the naughty list.
You're just mad because you're on the bitch list.
Oh,
wow.
Marvin, that was so uncalled for. I'm going to go to the bathroom and cry, and I'm not going to come out till December 26th because I don't want to see you on Christmas.
Oh, I don't want to see you on Christmas either because I didn't get you anything for Christmas because we can't afford gifts. Yeah, you know, Christmas is over. No gifts for anybody.
Dang, are you and Mommy fighting because of me?
Yes, you asked for a $2,600 iPad.
I asked Santa Claus for it. So you don't even have a dog in that fight. So if he doesn't bring it, then I'll just be pissed at Santa Claus.
Santa Claus is not going to bring you an iPad.
We'll see.
Yeah, we will see. He's not going to bring it.
Well, he's never let me down. So.
Well, prepare to be let down in the morning when there's not an iPad under the Christmas tree.
Okay.
You know what? I think me and Rose are going to get a divorce for Christmas.
Why, Dad?
Because all we do is argue about the same thing. She wants me to get a job. She doesn't get a job. She's lazy. Listen, it's just, we're always fighting. We didn't even get anything for Christmas. Christmas is over. Right? We don't even want it. We're not going to celebrate Christmas.
Well, I have an idea. What if I buy 2 presents and say that one's from Mommy to Daddy and one's from Daddy to Mommy? Then maybe I can fix this.
Bonnie, Bonnie, Bonnie! Happy Merry Christmas Eve!
Karen, why are you making me wear this?
Because, Bonnie, you gotta look cute for Christmas Eve dinner.
People usually have a dinner on Christmas.
Well, we're gonna have both, Bonnie, and look what I made!
What in the fuck am I looking at?
It's a Christmas lasagna, Bonnie, with peppermint sticks!
You mean candy canes?
Yeah!
And sprinkles.
Yes, Bonnie, it's gonna be so yummy.
It's gonna be disgusting.
Well, at least it looks pretty.
Is that plastic still on the candy cane?
Don't worry, Bonnie. It's gonna melt off as it cooks.
Oh, cool.
Well, Bonnie, I'm gonna put this in the oven, okay? And then I'm gonna go take a shower. So in 45 minutes, I need you to take the lasagna out of the oven for me.
You're gonna take a 45-minute shower?
Yeah, Bonnie, I'm doing an everything shower.
Why isn't every shower an everything shower? Shouldn't you wash everything every time? What are you doing in the shower if you're not washing?
Well, this time I'm gonna brush my teeth because it saves time.
You're gonna brush your teeth before you eat lasagna?
Yeah, Bonnie, it's gonna pair great with the peppermint sticks.
Ugh.
All right, Bonnie, I'm gonna put this in the oven.
I hope you burn it.
Bonnie, I love
you said. I just mean, what the fuck?
Well, Boynie, I forgot to remind you.
I don't want them here.
Well, too bad, miss. So you better put your Christmas smile on.
No, I can't do this. I can't spend a whole Christmas Eve with my family. I don't think I can survive that.
Hey, Dad, are you still getting me a car for Christmas?
Still? What are you talking about? Why would I agree to do that?
Well, 5 months ago in your sleep, I asked you, and you said yes.
The fuck I did? I told you never to ask me anything in my sleep because I agreed to it just to get you to go away.
Oh, Dad, I know you're just kidding around. I know you got me a car.
No, I didn't. And all the car dealerships are closed, and so are the stores, so I couldn't even get you a Matchbox car if I wanted to.
Dad, you're so silly. I can't wait to see my car tomorrow.
I can't do this. I won't do this. No fucking way. You know what? I'm faking my death. That's how I get out of this. That's what everyone gets for Christmas. Me dead. And I know exactly how to do it, too. I'm gonna pretend I got cooked in the oven when I went to grab the lasagna. Yeah. I'll just throw this fake skeleton in there with my clothes on, and everybody's gonna think it's me. But the oven's not even on.
Who could that be? Christmas is canceled.
Hey, Marvin.
But why are you naked?
It's a really long story. I don't have time to explain. I faked my death. Okay, it's actually not that long of a story. I just explained. I faked my death.
But why'd you fake your death?
Well, as much as I would love to explain right now, naked with my dick out in the freezing cold, maybe you could let me inside and give me some clothes so I can tell you.
Okay, come on in.
Thank you.
Bonnie, can you answer the door? I just got out of the shower. Hello?
What took you so long to answer the door, the fuck? I'm out here freezing my pepperoni nipples off.
They're huge!
Oh, I'm sorry. I just got out of the shower.
You did? Let me smell. Oh, you took the everything shower. One more sniff.
Oh, Jonathan,
put the same clothes back on.
Keep it in your panties, Jonathan. That's what you stock your home is for. Now, where's my son, Brookie?
I don't know. Maybe he's in the kitchen.
Because he's a woman. You hear that, bitch?
I love the way you guys joke around. I love your banter.
Yeah, it's not a joke. Mind if I smoke in your house? Okay. God damn, your house is clean. See, Jonathan, our house could look like this if you stopped leaving your dirty tissues everywhere.
Sorry, Mom.
I almost cut my hand on one the other day. The fuck are you cooking?
Christmas lasagna.
It smells like a gingerbread man's asshole.
Well, I put peppermint sticks on it.
I think it smells great, Karen.
Jonathan, stop being a kiss ass.
I get to kiss your ass later?
No.
Okay, I'm gonna go check on the lasagna.
Hey, before you go, can you put on the Charlie Brown's Christmas specials? I love that bald-headed fuck. Him and Snoopy's, he's got like cancer or some shit. I sure love me some Snoops.
Okay. Mm-mm-mm, it smells good.
What the hell are you screaming about?
Bonnie died in the oven!
Oh, good riddance, bitch!
It's okay, Karen. I have a thigh that you can cry on.
Jesus, Jonathan, you're so damn thirsty. I'm thirsty. Oh, you are? Well, how about we go have a celebratory rug munch? I'll get the horseradish.
There, Karen. I'll promise to be a great husband to you.
Thanks for the shirt, Marvin. It's kind of small, though.
Yeah, I have 30 of the same shirt, so I only have to do laundry once a month.
Oh, that's smart. I like the tie. It makes it look like you have a job.
Don't say job!
Why not?
Ah!
Job. Job.
Don't say it.
What is wrong with you? Are you autistic?
No, just me and my wife got in a fight over me not having a job, and I think me and her are going to get a divorce.
Oh, lucky. I had to fake my death to get away from my wife.
But why'd you fake your death again?
Well, yeah, my whole family came over for Christmas Eve, and I hate them. And then my daughter wanted me to buy her a car for Christmas, and I just don't want to deal with any of that, so I just faked my death and left.
How'd you fake your death?
Well, I just pretended I burned to death in the oven. They're dumb. They'll buy it.
So how long are you going to be dead for? You have to go home eventually.
Oh, yeah, I'll come back to life after about a month or so. I just want to see if Karen moves on.
Well, where are you going to stay for the month?
I was hoping to stay here.
What, stay here for a month?
Well, yeah, I mean, I can stay here, right?
Well, I don't know if we have enough room in the house.
It's a pretty big house.
Yeah.
How many people live here?
Well, we don't have enough bedrooms.
Okay, well, I don't need a bedroom. I could just stay in this corner. This would just be my corner for a month.
Yeah, but now the couch feels crowded.
You are way the fuck over there, and there's more couch left.
Yeah, but man, the couch just... Man, what if more people want to sit on the couch?
Well, then I'll just go move to one of the other three couches you have downstairs.
Well, what if we were having like a big Christmas sleepover and everyone sleep on the couch?
You got plenty of floor. I can sleep on the floor.
Ooh.
There's a bunk bed in that other room.
But what if we're walking and you get in the way, we stumble over?
Marvin, if you don't want me to stay here, you could just say that you don't want me to stay here and you're not my friend, you didn't get me anything for Christmas and you hate me. You say that.
Okay, you can stay here for a
month. Yay! Marvin, this is gonna be so much fun, we're gonna spend Christmas together. I want hot chocolate with marshmallows!
Okay, I'll make it. Wait, why am I making it?
Oh, you're right. Let's make it together.
Oh, man, guys, I can't believe we're having a Christmas sleepover.
Joseph, what's going on with your leg? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm just, chilling. Got it propped up and stuff,
Okay.
Well, thank you guys for coming for my Christmas sleepover.
Yeah, I don't have anywhere to go, so I'm just chilling here, dude.
Yeah, I don't even celebrate Christmas. I celebrate Hanukkah.
Well, in the morning, Santa's going to deliver our presents. Wait, does Santa know to bring your presents to my house?
I mean, I write him letters all the time. And my manifesto, so he knows to come here.
Well, I don't even believe in Santa because of the Hanukkah thing.
Oh, well, who delivers your presents?
What?
Hitler?
Why would Hitler deliver my presents? No.
Because he's dead and he has to make up for what he did, so he has to deliver the presents to the Jews.
I think he has to do a lot more than deliver presents if he wants to make up for that.
That has to be his punishment. Imagine he's in Hanukkah hell and his punishment is to deliver presents to all the Jews. He hated them.
I hope his punishment's a lot worse than delivering gifts.
But that has to be a really bad punishment. Imagine delivering presents to people you hate. That's his punishment, is to deliver presents to all those people to make up for what
he's like y'all's Grinch.
He's not the Grinch. He's the biggest monster in human history.
Yeah, now he's Hanukkah Claus.
The Grinch.
He's not Hanukkah Claus.
Think about it. Imagine you have to deliver presents to the person you hate the most in your afterlife. Like, oh, he's so mad.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. Yeah.
And how many days do you get presents?
Eight
days?
Oh, what a punishment.
He has to deliver 8 presents 8 days in a row?
Yeah.
What? 8 presents? That definitely makes up for what he did, right? Yeah,
it doesn't. It really, really doesn't. But, guys, can we just talk about Santa Claus? I don't want to talk about him again.
Okay.
How do we even know he's real?
What? Santa Claus is real?
How do we know, though?
Okay, well, look.
I don't believe in him.
Look, my Christmas tree is right there. So if we fall asleep on the couch, we will hear when Santa comes down the chimney, and then we can get his autograph.
Okay, then.
Or we can get a present, ideally.
What if we get Santa to sign a present?
Oh, that'd be cool.
Oh, but wait a minute. What if he signs the wrapping paper? We have to rip the wrapping paper to open the present, and then we'd ruin the autograph. So if he signs the present and he rips the autograph, what do you do? What do you do? Do you open the gift or do you keep the autograph? You open the gift or keep the autograph? Open the gift or keep the autograph?
Calm down.
What?
Get a hold of yourself.
I hope that doesn't happen.
Do you even want to meet Santa? It's kind of stressing you out.
If we meet Santa and he gets autographed, let's get him to sign a piece of paper.
Okay.
And then maybe a gift.
Sure.
Okay, let's go to sleep, guys, so when Santa gets here, we can wake up.
Okay. Yay. I like that us sleeping is just shoving our heads in the couch.
Shut up, I'm trying to sleep. Damn.
Oh, man, Marvin. This hot chocolate tastes kind of bad because we had water instead of milk.
Wait, where did the stove go?
Oh, I took it. Sorry about that.
What, you took it?
Yeah, I traded it for a train set, so it's mine now.
A train set?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a whole thing.
Is that the train set?
Oh, yeah. There it is.
Okay, well, I'm just going to go to bed.
Okay, good night. I'm going to just kind of walk around your house looking at stuff. I mean, if I'm going to be here a month, I might as well get used to the place, right?
Okay. Present for Mommy. Present for Daddy. That should make them love each other.
Oh, Santa Claus is here to take back the presents! Usually, Santa Claus goes down the chimney, but I prefer the front door. Only 2 presents, I guess I'll have to do.
What, Santa Claus?
He is real.
What, he's from Israel? Wait, Cody, this is Hanukkah Claus.
What?
Yeah, look, he's green like money. It makes sense. Yeah.
Ginny, you're being pretty anti-Semitic right now.
Wait, are you really Hitler?
Okay, I'm not that bad.
Wait, you said he wasn't punished enough for what he did to all 6 million of those people. You know what? You guys get to beat up Hitler.
Yeah. 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 Ruin Christmas. Yeah.
Jew candle, hit him with it.
Yeah, use your magical candle.
Yeah, hit him
with your magical candle.
You Hitler.
Kids, what's going on?
Oh, well, Hanukkah Claus. Can you fix my bib?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Hanukkah Claus.
A.K.A. Hitler.
Whoa. Yeah, he came back to try to give us gifts, but we don't think him giving 8 presents is a punishment for all the things he did, so we wanted to kill him.
Okay, well, that's the Grinch.
Oh.
Yeah, well, you kids still did the right thing by beating up the Grinch.
Well, what are we supposed to do with the Grinch's dead body?
I'll take care of him from here.
What? Santa Claus?
Israel!
He's not from Israel, Joseph. He's from the North Pole.
What? My bad, dude.
Move out of the way, guys, and let me get at him before his body gets cold.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what Santa's about to do. You kids might want to clear out of here.
Okay.
I'm tired of dealing with you, Grinch. Once and for all, you ain't gonna piss right for a week.
Jesus, Kringle.
What the heck is going on?
I heard shouting.
What? Santa Claus?
Hey, guys. Sorry for the ruckus, but you may want to get out of here because this isn't going to be pretty.
Yeah, I don't know what's about to happen, but it's going to be pretty messed up.
Wait. There's two presents. Who are these presents? What? Two Marvin from Rose?
Two Rose from Marvin?
What? You got me a Christmas gift?
I thought you didn't give me anything.
I thought you didn't give me anything. Well, I'm going to open it and see what it is. What? You got me a hat?
You got me a crown? Is it because I'm your princess?
Did you give me this hat to borderline get us sued?
Marvin, it covers your bald spot.
And that covers your roots.
Oh, Marvin, I love you.
I love you.
Well, looks like it's going to be a foursome.
Make it a fivesome.
Mommy, Daddy, did you get your presents from each other?
Oh, fuck. Yucky. Oh, blah.
Ask me why I have this bell.
No.
Well, I'm gonna tell you anyway. I'm tired of crapping my pants and shitting in it all day.
So you're gonna start using the bathroom?
Well, hold on, Daddy. I got an even better idea. So every time I ring this bell, that's gonna let you guys know that I took a huge crap in my pants and I need one of you to change me.
Jeffy, you're 18 years old.
Hush. I'm talking. Every time I ring this bell, it's going to signal to you guys that a huge heaping pile of Jeffy dung has exited my turd tunnel into my shorts. So let me paint the picture for you, Daddy. I'm not wearing any underwear. I'm only wearing denim shorts and a diaper. So when I ring this bell, that means a big pile of Jeffy fecal has pushed through my denim shorts into my diaper, and one of you needs to change me.
We're not going to change you, Jeffy. You're an adult.
Uh-oh! You know what that means! They're shit! Change me. I will now pat and smear. Mommy, is this what a pat smear is?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Jeffy, turn it up! Jeffy, no, we're not changing you. You're an adult. You're going to sit in it all day until you learn to change yourself. Look, we're just going to watch TV.
Boss, boss, boss. Oh, hey there. Do you like Honey Nut Cheerios? Well, in one lucky box of Honey Nut Cheerios, you could possibly find a pair of Honey Nut Cheerio shoes. So go out there and buy all the Honey Nut Cheerios. Buzz, 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 buzz.
Daddy! You see those shoes? I need those shoes! I need you to take me to the store right now so we can buy all your boxes of Honey Nut Cheerios.
Okay, Jeffy, listen. Whenever we go to the store, I'll buy you one box of Honey Nut Cheerios and see if you win.
One box? Only one box? I need all the boxes right now to make sure I get those shoes!
Jeffy, listen, we don't have the money to buy all those boxes of cereal.
Well, what about the credit card?
I'm not gonna run up my credit card buying a bunch of boxes of cereals on the chance you might win some shoes.
Ah! You're ruining my life!
Marvin, why don't you take him to the store and get him a box?
Because, baby, he doesn't want one box. He wants all the boxes. And also, this sounds like a scam just to get you people to buy more cereal. I bet you those shoes don't even exist.
Oh, Daddy has left his wallet by the front door. Father has royally effed up.
Wow, you must really like Honey Nut Cheerios.
I'm looking for shoes.
Okay, this isn't the shoe aisle. I hope you're planning on buying all these.
I am.
Okay.
All right, I spent $2,000 on Cheerios. Those shoes have to be in here. No!
Jeffy, have you seen my wallet?
Jeffy! Where are you at, Jeffy?
Jeffy? Jeffy?
Booga, 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 booga!
Jeffy,
Dave, what are you doing?
They're not here, Dave! The shoes are not here!
What shoes?
The Honey Nut Cheerio shoes!
What? Tell me, where did you get all these Cheerios from?
I took your credit card and I went to the store and I bought all the boxes of Honey Nut Cheerios that they had.
You are so bad!
Hey!
How much was this?
$2,000.
And you're telling me the shoes aren't in here?
No, I was upset too, Daddy. You'd think for that amount of money that the shoes would be in here, and they're not.
I can't believe you did this, Jenny. I cannot believe you. I mean, this is the lowest thing you've ever done. Let's go talk to your mother. Your mother has to hear this. Come on.
Yes, sir.
Baby!
What's wrong, Marvin?
Oh, Jeffy, you tell her, because I can't even think of the words.
Mommy, I am a shithead.
Jeffy, don't say that. Marvin!
No, it's true. Jeffy, tell her. Just tell her.
Oh, yeah, Mommy. I'm sure you'll agree. What I did was I took Daddy's credit card and spent $2,000 on Honey Nut Cheerios.
Jeffy! But did you get the shoes?
Now, don't beat me to the funny part. No, I didn't. But what I did do was I dumped all the Honey Nut Cheerios on the table, and then I hid in a big pile of them. And then when Daddy walked by, I tried to scare him by going, Ooga Booga.
Aw, you were playing peekaboo?
Yeah, except for when I went boo at Daddy, he didn't peeka so good.
Oh, listen, that's not the point of the thing. Listen, baby, he spent $2,000 on my credit card on cereal to get shoes that he didn't even get. And also, not to mention the big pile of Cheerios on the table downstairs. I'm talking the biggest mess you'll ever see.
I'm sure there's not that many Cheerios, Marvin.
Oh, there's so many. Just think of the biggest pile of Cheerios you could ever think and double it twice in your head. That's how big it is.
Yeah, it's pretty big, Mommy. I'm actually pretty proud of it. You want to see it?
Yeah, let's go.
See, baby, look.
Oh, my God.
You're eating, Mommy. My cholesterol is about to be lower than my syndrome.
What? You're not even eating them. You're just throwing them all over the place.
Well, it's not my fault my hand-mouth coordination is off.
Listen, stop it. We're going back upstairs. Come on, no more eating cereal. Oh, man, Jeffy, I just can't believe you.
Danny, I don't think you understand the real problem here. I still don't have the shoes. Do you want me to go to another store and see if I can get some more Cheerios?
No, Jeffy, you're not buying any more Cheerios. I canceled my credit card, so you can't buy any more, okay?
Well, how am I supposed to get the shoes?
Jeffy, the shoes do not exist.
They don't exist? Well, what about the commercial?
The commercial's lying. It's a scam, Jeffy. It's a scam from the cereal company to get people to go out and buy cereal to hopefully get shoes that don't exist. So just go to bed and think about all the stupid things you did today.
My life sucks. I guess I'll go to bed without the shoes. Here I go. Off to bed. Not happy because I don't have the shoes. Look at me, at school, sad, cause I hate my life.
Yes, that's good. Seeing other people sad makes me happy.
Oh my God, PJ, your new shoes are so cool.
Yeah, I know.
They're so hot. Where did you get them?
Well, I was just eating Honey Nut Cheerios, and they were just right there in the cereal box.
You're so lucky, PJ.
Yeah, not everyone can have Honey Nut Cheerio shoes.
Huh? He has the shoes? He has the shoes? You got the new Cheerio shoes? Where did you get them from?
Back off. Give PJ some space.
Yeah.
Now, ladies, ladies, let the man admire the shoes. Go ahead, look.
Where did you get the Cheerio shoes from?
I found them in a cereal box.
Well, no, Dick. I bought so many boxes of Cheerios and didn't have the shoes in. How many boxes did you open to get the shoes?
I got these on the first try.
That's ridiculous. I want those shoes. What can I do to get the shoes?
PJ's not going to give you his shoes.